Today's sponsor is Audible.com, a leading provider of spoken audio entertainment and information. Listen to audiobooks whenever and wherever you want. Get a free book when you sign up for a 30-day free trial at audibletrial.com/letstalk. All right, y'all. Hey, what's going on out there? How y'all doing today? Hope everybody's having a wonderful day. That's right. This is Let's Talk on Blog Talk Radio. I'm your host, Mr. Talk. And that's right. The weekend is over, and it's Monday. And that's right. That means, what does that mean? That means some of y'all back at work. I know I'm back at work, but this is my job. But anyway, welcome to the show. Hope everybody had a wonderful and joyful, relaxing weekend. Yeah. What's up, East Coast? What's up? All right, man, I'm telling you. All right, y'all, so hey, this is Let's Talk. And if you want to be a part of the show today, no problem. I got all kind of ways you can join me. Just you go on, call in 347-838-8622. You can email me at ericletstalk@gmail.com. You can join us in the chat room at www.blogtalkradio.com. Also, there's my Twitter, DrivenForLife62. And let's see, there's a whole bunch of other stuff you can do, man. But hey, you know, just work on those right now, okay? And if you get past those little bit of things, then I'll give you the other ways you can contact me. Oh man, I'm telling you. It's a nice, beautiful day. It's not too hot, not too muggy. Yeah, man, I'm telling you, there's no rain in sight. And you can't beat that. Not in the morning. Man, I'm telling you. Y'all know how we do on Mondays. It's just basically open forum, open conversation. You know, whatever we decide to talk about. And you, the listener, the caller, y'all have, you know, you play a lot into what the discussion will be today. You know, I see, as I was looking over some things just before I came over here, man, it is a lot going on in the sports world. I mean, good Lord, the Ravens cutting Ray Rice, you know, the video released, the Atlanta Hawks owner, you know, he's got to sell them now. It's just amazing what's really going on, you know, so I don't know. So I guess it's a Monday, huh? It's a Monday, and then we're going to go on and get on into the Mondays. Yes, we are. A meteorite hits in Nicaragua. Yeah, leaving a crater, they think. So, you know, man, I'm telling you. It's a great day. It's a great day, man. I'm telling you. At least we all have our eyes open. We all breathing, and we all here to take notice of all the little different things that's going on. Now, I'm not even gonna get it. Yeah, I am. You know, I'm, you know, when news hit, I have to go in and check it out. And this Ray Rice video. It's amazing to me how everyone is concentrating on, you know, what happened inside the elevator. Now, y'all know me, I got to look at the whole thing. I just can't, yeah, everybody, you know, they cut the beginning part out for the most part, and everybody's showing the one punch, then, you know, that one punch, that looks so brutal. I mean, that one punch looked like he pulled it all the way back from the other elevator and just punched her. Nobody notices that she ran up into it, right? Okay, we ain't going to talk about that either. But the atmosphere on the outside of the elevator wasn't all peachy keen either, you know, because from what you see. Now, and what also you have to understand, y'all, now, that casino recently closed. Okay, so somebody needed to make some money, right? So is it a fantasy to say that maybe that tape was doctored before it was released to TMC? I'm just asking a question, you know. You know, now also, now if you notice the atmosphere outside of the elevator, you know, as they are coming around, as they're coming around the little pillar or whatever it was, she seems to either hit him or push him. Okay. Now, also, as they're walking to the elevator, if you really pay attention to the people walking by, there's a heated conversation going on because both of those people walking by turns their head very slowly to see what's going on. So she's talking as she's walking into the elevator. But see, nobody wants to, you know, nobody wants to say anything about that. You know, yeah, man, they cut him. They cut Ray Rice. Ray Rice is no longer a Baltimore Raven. Isn't it amazing how just speculation? Well, I can't guess you can't say it's speculation, but you see what's going on. And friends have said that, you know, they have had a very volatile relationship anyway. But then again, he's not. But here's the thing. He's not a Chris Brown. He's not a Ray J. Norwood. He's not a O.J. Simpson. You know, he don't have that celebrity status like that to get himself out of it. Now, the NFL and the Ravens state that they hadn't seen this video until now. But I'm thinking, you know, if I'm the prosecutor or the defense attorney, wouldn't that be part of my disclosure? I want to see all evidence you have against my my client. Something's really stinking here. No, it really is. But hey, it is what it is. You know, it is what it is. So I just thought that I'd bring that started off with that. You know, because. You know, it's interesting. You know, I guess he don't have to worry about that two-game suspension anymore, huh? he may miss the whole season. And that's going to be another interesting thing also. Will there be a team out there that's willing to take the chance on bringing him in with all this negative energy around him? Because Lord knows there are some teams out there that need it. But anyway, I'm just saying, okay? But, yeah, Ray Rice. All right, so it's time to say hello to those that showed up today. We got Ava Indiana in the house, a.k.a. that person that played with them goats. And then we got Divine Design, the lovely one there. We got East Coast in the house. And then we got Guest 1441, 874. And 886. Welcome to the show, y'all. Welcome to the show. I am glad you made it. And I hope you enjoy the show and hope you can contribute to the show as well. You know, in positive ways, of course, in positive ways. Okay, on my switchboard, I got Mr. Michigan sitting here, and I got a triple one, and I know that's probably Mr. Joe, and he's just waiting for something. I don't know what he's waiting on. I don't know what it ain't, but anyway. Man, I'm telling you. So that's basically the big news besides the president says he has a plans for ISIS. Whatever. I'm tired of hearing about plans for ISIS. I'm tired of hearing about ISIS, period. You know, nuke them or be through with it. Okay, nuke them and start talking about it. Oh, you can't. Because a little while ago, McCain wanted to help Assad against ISIS. Now he want to help ISIS against Assad or the other way around. Either way, it's a circle that they're going through. There's a bunch of bull crap, hypocritical, bull, stooky, and we need to stop falling for it. We do. We need to stop falling for it. Now, there also supposed to be a crisis going on with a new endovirus that's causing a lot of kids to go in the hospital around the Midwest and certain other states. Imagine that. Of course, this is on the cusp of Ebola trying to be, you know, coming across, and everybody's worried about the Ebola and vaccination. And y'all don't see the, do you realize the, how coincidental this stuff is happening right now? I'm not talking about Ray Rice. Okay, Ray Rice is Ray Rice. Okay, circle jerk, Mr. Talk. Okay, I don't know what that means, East Coast. So you have to clear that up for me. But but you know, have y'all noticed how all of a sudden all this is going on? But in the meantime, what else is going on? The situation is in Ferguson is quieting down slowly but surely as the grand jury is hearing all the facts against Officer Wilson on the shooting death of Michael Brown. So that is slowly dying down, and wow, you know, let's get some more scary stuff up so we can once again have the people in the United States afraid of something. And right now it's ISIS, the Ebola virus, and the endocrine virus, and whatever else you want to do, whatever else you want to think of. You have to be afraid, people. Because that's what they want you to do. If they keep you afraid, then oh, okay. All right. I got okay. I got you, East Coast. I got you too, Joe. I got you. But anyway, so you know, those are the things that we're going to talk a little bit about today. And like I said, it's Monday. It's Monday. So anything is up for a topic. And, you know, if we talk about one thing, you want to come in and change the subject, that's fine. You know, give us a moment to close that one down, and we go and talk about whatever you want to talk about. See how easy that is? As long as you come and do it respectfully. Do not come in here trying to bogart or disrespect anyone, because once you come here trying to disrespect anyone, I will deal with you, okay? I will deal with you. I know some of y'all have some psychological issues that you just can't help it. It's in your DNA, and there's nothing that can be done on your end. But there's definitely something that can be done on my end, right? All right, so anyway. Oh, man, I got two songs in the queue right now that I'm trying to decide which one to play for the song of the day. I don't know. One is really going to get you boom, ta, ta, diddy, boom, 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 ta, diddy, boom, 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 ta, diddy. The other one is like a little mellower tune. Well, which one? Which one? Should it be the up-tempo or the mellow one? Huh? Should it be? Which one should it be? Which one should it be? Patriot Channel, what's going on? Welcome to the show. I'm glad you can see it. Y'all want to hear some ma. You know what? I'm going to hype it up a little bit today. We're going to go with some da-da, boom ba da ba da 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 da. Or we can go with some George Michael and Mary J. Blige. Which one y'all want to hear today? Huh? What y'all want to hear? What you want to hear? What you want to hear? Yeah, well. Yeah, he does look a little tired, doesn't he? You know, I'm telling you. I am telling you, you know, they got some issues going on. All right, I got it. They say they want upbeat, and here it is, upbeat, Ding, D and Dot D by George Kranz. Hey, y'all have fun. See you on the other end.
Do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do As around the sun, the earth, no, she's revolving.
Hey, man, I'm telling you, talking about two songs to get you hype, get that blood flowing this morning, this afternoon, man, I'm telling you, you can't beat that. Wow, man, I'm telling you, Din Da Da, yeah, that's the first song. Din Da Da, that's the name of the song, D-I-N-D-A-A-D-A-A, and that's by George Kranz, K-R-A-N-Z. And then, of course, you know, hey, we had Always, the old Stevie Wonder song redone by George Michael and Mary J. Blige. Man, you can't beat those two jams right there together, man. I'm telling you, I was in here just jam. In fact, I started doing the Running Man there for a moment. Woo! I almost started the mashed potato, but I forget I didn't have no potatoes to mash. Ain't that something? All right. Anyway, I know some of y'all don't know nothing about no mashed potato, but it's okay. Anyway, welcome back to the show, man. This is Let's Talk on Blog Talk Radio. I'm your host, Mr. Talk. And, man, it's Monday, y'all. Woo! It's Monday, and I'm telling you, I'm high on life today, East Coast. I am. I'm high on life. I have come to the conclusion. Here's the quote of the day. Here's the quote of the day, y'all. And it took me a minute to get there. But here's the quote of the day. As long as you feel like you're soaring with the birds, all the problems on the ground doesn't mean a thing. Y'all figure that one out. That's my quote of the day anyway. That's right. As long as you feel you're soaring with the birds, all the problems on the ground doesn't even matter. All right? You know why? Because they are beneath you. Oh, there it is. I just told you. Oh, Sister Gordon, I know you like that one. Anyway, hey, y'all, man, I'm telling you. You want to be part of the show today? No problem. 347-838-8622. Email me at ericletstalk@gmail.com. Don't forget my Twitter, DrivenForLife62. And our chat room, www.blogtalkradio.com/Mr. Talk. All the ways you can get in contact with us and be a part of the show. And, you know, we really got it going on. We got it going on. And you know what I mean? And German, everybody speaking German in my chat room today. No problem, no problem, no problem. Okay, y'all want to speak German? Speak German. Uh-huh. Let's see how many of y'all really understand it, though. As long as I have no Shazia comps in my chat room, I'm all right today. The same? Yeah, uh-huh. But anyway, hey, man, I'm telling you, today is Monday, so you the caller, you the listener, decide what we're talking about today. And, hey, I'm just here to moderate and fill in whatever y'all got going on. You know, that's all I'm going to. So if you want to call in, once again, 347-838-8622, press that number 1 on your dial, and I'll let you in, and we can listen to anything you want to talk about. I opened the show talking about Ray Rice, and I placed a link in the chat room, so everybody can go and look at this little video. You know what's so interesting about the video, though? That, about the video is, you know, the original video came out, and it showed the whole scene from them walking up to the elevator, to in the elevator, and after the elevator. But for some reason now, when you go out there, you see bits and pieces of just them in the elevator. What does that tell you right there? That nobody's paying attention to the whole story. They just want the sensational story, the sensational side of the story. You know. And the Baltimore Ravens have cut him. The NFL has suspended him indefinitely. Do you think that was the right thing to do? Or is this a reaction to the public outcry all of a sudden? Because there's an actual video out that shows this disgusting act by a professional football player. You know, he hit a woman he would later marry. You know, he hit. But see, you know what? I understand that it's a new policy on domestic violence. But see, here's the thing about that, guess 1441. Even though it's new footage, it's still the same case. So my thing is, if you have already sentenced a man to 2-game suspension, leave it at that and say next man come up. What about Ray McDonald? He's still playing football. I forgot he hasn't been charged. But you see my point here. You know, and the same thing with the Atlanta Falcons owner. Now, granted, what he said was not as bad as Donna Sterling, per se. Actually, I found what he said to be quite true. A lot of people don't go to games in Atlanta, in basketball games in Atlanta, because there are so many black people. Yeah, let's be honest. There's a lot that do stay away. Not to mention that the Atlanta Hawks haven't been good for, who, Lord have mercy. Recently, they became decent. So that you know, you know, you understand what I'm saying? But once again, this political correctness has really, I think, has gotten out of hand. And I think the NFL went and backtracked and extended all this because of the different groups, that were pushing for a harder sentence on Ray Rice in the beginning. And this is just basically gave them more ammunition to push a little bit hard, you know, harder. You know, but once again, it's to the point to where, you know, I mean, the girl says she hit him. You can clearly see, you know, from the original video that was shown that she hit him, and then they walked toward the elevator, and there was a conversation going on. It was a heated conversation. Yes, it was. And the reason why I know, because people were walking by looking at them as they were talking. So something very, very, what word I'm saying? The conversation was heated, okay? It was a deep conversation, all right? Now, everybody say, yeah, he knocked our cold. Here's the question. They were at a casino, which meant what? They probably was gambling. And, of course, anybody who's ever been in a casino knows, as long as you stay on the machine or playing at a table, you keep the drinks coming, right? So, and looking at that video, it went there in the elevator. To me, it looked like she walked into the punch. It really did. You know, he may have been putting it out there to keep her off, and she walked right into it. Now, if you add alcohol into it, depending on how much both of them had to drink, you know, that exacerbates the situation, what makes the situation a whole lot worse than what it actually was. And also, you have to understand, and for those of us that have played football, we already know a lot of times on tape or video, it looks a lot worse than it actually was in person. Even when you watch football on TV, you see a hit in fast speed, but pow, it looks like, man, they just collided. And then you look, you know, they slow it down and you look again and, you know, it's barely a collision. It's just the pads that's making all the noise. Of course, the thing that was missing out of that whole, out of all these videos, the whole thing that's missing is the sound. The sound is missing. So we do not know what is being said. She may be talking about that man mama. She may be telling him, I'm pregnant and it ain't yours, you know. She may be saying, yeah, I hit you, now what you going to do? You going to hit me back? You, Ray Rice, hit me back. Come on. Be a man. Be a man and hit me back. Be a man about yours. So, and I'm not making excuses. I'm just giving scenarios what could have actually been going on inside that this whole thing. But I must say, I think the NFL, you know, how can I put it? They cowered. You know, they gave in. And that's a shame. And there are, you know, there are reports from friends and family that they did have a very, very turbulent life, love life. Okay? So it's not like they were just this perfect couple. No, they actually got into battles all the time, apparently. But just this one time, just happened to be in a casino that was closing, that has closed now, for a video that no one could get. Listen now, a video no one was supposed to get until after the casino closed. What the heck is really going on here, people? What's going on? Somebody needed some money. And now, that's right. She tried to smack outside the elevator. That's right. I'm glad you saw that, Divine. A lot of people didn't see that. A lot of people not talking about that. You know, a lot of people not talking about that. Because on Danny saying, he's a big, strong football player. He don't know his own strength. He had no business hitting her. I'm with Whoopi. When you decide to put your hand on me, and you think you at you there in your life where you feel like you can do that, well, the consequences will be hard for you. That's all I'm going to say. And like I mentioned before, there's some women out there that will knock a man slap on his behind. We've seen it before. If you ever watched South Beach Toe, there's a chick on there named Bernice. And I have watched Bernice knock jokers out. You hear me? It's a reality show on one of them TVs, and she a tow truck driver. Yeah, she's right. And trust me, I've seen her knock jokers slap on their behind. So don't get it twisted as women are just sexy little things, because they will knock you out. Joe, just watch South Beach Toe, and you'll find out who Bernice is. You know, but my point is, you know, I think the bottom line is the NFL should have left their ruling as is with Ray Rice and, you know, continue to implement their new policy, and starting with Ray McDonald and a couple of the other individuals that have been recently arrested for domestic violence. But for them to go ahead and suspend him indefinitely, for the Baltimore Ravens, just cut ties with him completely, I think it's very cowardice. They shouldn't have done it, and they should try and support this young man, because he has gone to court, and he has participated in intervention program, right? Yeah, so he wouldn't have to do any jail time. You understand? But because this video has come out and everybody is shocked in the uproar, this man has to lose his job now. He did not break the new policy. He broke the old policy. That is the, see, that is what people fail to realize. It's like double jeopardy right now for this man. I understand he broke the policy and he was suspended. But all of a sudden, now, because a video comes out, for something he has already been pushed on, oh, you're going to implement the new policy on him, right? That's hogwash. That's hogwash. It really is. And if you land, if you involved with that type of, if you're going for that, then, hey, it is what it is. Because I do really think that, you know, he got the wrong end of this one. He was already suspended 2 games. Okay. You know, he's done his, he's still in his program. He's not, he hasn't missed it. He hasn't missed it at all. You know, he's abiding by what he was supposed to. He has no recourse. Oh, he has recourse, dang it. He's the commissioner. He is the commissioner. He is the boss. He's the one who makes the rules, remember? You just said it above, just above up there. He makes the rule. But once again, we've let these great, we're letting, you know, these great groups control how we think, which thus leads to the pussification of the United States of America, which leads to this so-called Ebola scare that's going on. Oh, I'm sorry, it's endovirus scare now that's going on. That leads to ISIS, you know, coming back to the United States and causing another 9/11, which leads to, oh, we need to go over there and fight ISIS. First, we got to go in and fight Syria again after we don't pay help ISIS defeat, supposed to defeat Syria. Now we need to help Syria. No, we help Syria defeat ISIS, not ISIS. We need Syria to defeat that. See how crazy the hell that is? And all this runs in the same freaking circle. Why? Because we'll fall for anything. That's right. Anything. And know that makes us, did y'all catch that? Anything. That's right. It makes us a bunch of horses' asses. That's all I'm saying. That's all I'm saying. But I have a hand up. So I'm going to let this hand that comes up, I'm going to let them speak. And anyone else who wants to like to speak on the show today, you know, it's Monday. We can talk about anything. 347-838-8622. I want to hear from you. What's on your mind today? I know you had a weekend, so I don't know. If you got your big toe pinched by an ant, hey, you want to talk about it? We can do that today. All right? So without a doubt, anyway, so let me bring Mr. P. Yankee in. I know he has some very interesting views on what's going on. Mr. P. Yankee, how you doing today, sir? How's the weather in St. Louis?
Weather here is nice. It was nice down in Jackson, Mississippi, where all those beautiful black people was and so many black police officers and on and on and on. And the food was delicious. But you know what, this stuff, rice is soup, is what I would do. And so, as I mentioned, suppose a tape comes out that shows that she pulled a gun on him before entering the elevator. I mean, the NFL first should have had a policy written, because I don't know what they have. But to jeopardize this person with double punishment would be like some poor soul who was locked up because of withholding the evidence, and then they come out and find out after he spent 16 years in jail, and they come out and say, well, you had a warrant on you.
Mm.
So you need to put you back and let you serve that warrant time. So it's just inappropriate, I think.
I agree with you 100%, Yankee. I like the way you said that. You know, and you know, like I was saying earlier, like as I stated earlier, you know, I understand, you know, they, you know, after Ray Rice, they came out with a new policy, right? I understand that. But to all of a sudden switch it and place him under the new policy as well is, like we're saying, basically double jeopardy. He's being punished twice for the same thing, and it shouldn't be that
way. How are you going to retroact something? Yeah. Come on now. That's ignorant.
Yes.
That's like trying the sons for the sins of their fathers.
I love that, Bianchi. I love that. I love that. That was a good saying there. But yes, I don't know. I don't know. And then this thing down
the 13th Amendment. The 13th Amendment with the end of slavery was passed in 1865. So let's go back and apply that to 1808.
Woo, Bianchi, you better stop. Oh, my goodness. Woo, are you the start of something now? Because I got hands coming up all over the place. So hold
on. Blacks couldn't vote. Wait a minute, check this one out. In the election that was held prior to the 15th Amendment, blacks couldn't vote. So now, after the 15th Amendment, they could vote. So let's go back and have a recall on that person that won, because blacks wasn't allowed to vote for him. I'll stop right there.
Okay, yes, she stopped right there. Can you have me rolling on this floor in a minute? Hold on. Let me bring Let me bring Chris in the house. Big Chris, what's going on, man?
Hey, how y'all doing? How's your weekend?
Oh, man, my weekend was outstanding. How was your weekend?
That's what I'm talking about. Okay, see, that's what I'm talking about right there. That's good enough for me. That's great.
All right.
That's wonderful. You know, we talking about this Ray Rice incident. Everybody is just jaw-dropping, you know. Oh, how could this happen to him? Well, I looked into a few things myself with the help of TMZ. He has a track record of being abusive, really, and he has a anger management issue. And the first time it happened, he was warned. A lot of things that's being not said I believe within time, in the next month or two, it's going to come up to the surface about how Ray Rice has been reprimanded and been told about his behavior. And it's just like, you know, hey, enough is enough. Right now it looks like, okay, you know, he stole the candy bar out the store, and we're going to give him 10 years. No, that's it. But he's gone into the store, you know, several times, maybe three or four times, and stolen the same candy bar. So when do you, you know, cut a person off and say enough is enough? That's what I really think this is. And this is, you know, it's unfortunate that both sides, you know, the NFL is losing a great man who could be a great asset to the NFL. And Ray Rice is not knowing when to say, not knowing when to stop. You know, it's a lesson on both sides here. I know it's a win, it's a lose-lose situation. Nobody wins. You know, it's like a war that took place. Nobody's winning. And I'm really crushed to see. They did all they could. I really do believe that. The NFL helped them, trying different tactics and different things to help him, you know, recover from this, from club situations to personal situations. It's just, you know, man, bye. Get up out of here. You know, it's like a person that stays in your house. And look, you know, you can't keep doing this. Get out. You know,
Let me ask you this question. You know, you say he had been warned, but where is the evidence of him being warned?
And okay, who was warned? That's what
I mean, did all these other things happen while he was in the NFL, or did they happen prior to him, you know, being drafted? You know, were these things going on in college or, you know, as a kid or what?
A little bit of both. During college, during his personal life. And a couple of times during this, what is it called? It's a football league that people there's a football league that the players are on to get into the NFL. You know, and during this time, he was doing certain things that was, you know, NFL has a no tolerance for, you know, for any kind of behavior whatsoever. Unfortunately, one of them was, you know, beating on people and damaging property. You know, I agree. Hey, you don't do that. First time,
well,
second
time, what,
third, fourth, fifth, and then the sixth time, it's like, wow. You know, and some people are looking at it as, okay, this black and white issue. The white man wants to kick out a black athlete, and some people are saying, you know, But what I'm saying, some people are saying, well, they should have, they went back and reneged on what they were saying as far as their laws and everything. So now they want to pull Ray Rice and put him into the new pool of the new law or what he did. Oh, but this is just, there's about two, three different stories out there, but I think I have the real and authentic one from what I was reading online and TMZ and what everybody's putting out, putting everything together. Like, you know, hey, they just, you know, they put this kid on punishment so many times. I'm like, okay, when's enough? So, yeah, he was acting up before and after, you know.
Well, let me ask a question here.
It looks like he's just getting reprimanded for the elevator scene, and that looks bad. Like, oh, dang, they going to suspend him indefinitely for a fight at one time? But no.
Let me ask a question here, Mr. Talk. When is this Mr. Rice afforded his due process in a court? And apparently players had to sign to agree to the first particular type of suspension. So when did they sign to agree to the second type of particular suspension? And if that's the case, I mean, if this is going to be the way it's done, look at these police officers that when they shoot a black person, they get suspended with pay. Then, of course, when the grand jury find them not guilty of violation of a person's, I mean, it's what they check and see if his civil rights has been violated. They're allowed to come back to work and kill another person. So when is Mr. Rice going to have his due process, that is, being convicted for assault and battery?
Well, I think he's entitled to that, but he won't. I don't think it'll go too far in the court based on evidence on he's
well,
just
see,
been doing
you know,
himself.
See, here's the thing. The league can't charge him with anything. Okay, let's clear that up. The league cannot charge him with anything. Only thing they can get him for is violating the rules of the NFL. You know, and then they have, and then you, of course you have the players union, and you know they punish him according to that, whatever, you know, the CBA or you know, what have you. But they cannot. They cannot, the NFL can't, you know, charge him with anything. Now, law enforcement, and see, this is where it gets tricky because, you know, he's been to court and he's in a pretrial intervention program, you know, which, you know, it will help him avoid trial, which, you know, if he does, you know, he goes right and he stays on probation without any more trouble, it gets expunged off his record. So that is the due process that he has gone through already. So if that is the case,
have had to agree, you know, is
you know, and I understand
what D41 is talking about. He would have had to agree to that in his contract signings. It has to be something writing for him to agree. So he agreed to the first application of their punishment,
but
he surely did not agree to this second one. And
right.
then
well,
again. Even if he did agree, he cannot agree. He cannot sign away his constitutional protections.
Well, you know, hey, I'm sure there's all the options are being looked at. You know, I'm sure he has an attorney, and you know, because if I was Ray Rice, I would. I would go. Look, man, we need to look into this. Is this cool or what? But hold on, y'all. I got two more individuals that want to come in. I got Joe, and I got C9 in the house. You know, what's up, C9? I ain't heard from you in a moment. And you know, we're gonna open Mike's mic up too, but he's busy right now. But anyway, welcome to the show, gentlemen. How y'all doing? Go on, hop in when you can, and let's make some things happen.
I'm doing good. How you doing?
I'm doing wonderful, man. Good to hear from you.
Yeah, I wanted to ask you about this ISIS. We know that the southern border was open, and we're not sure about who came over, and they could have, you know, members of this group in the United States. And you know, 9/11's coming up, everybody's freaking out about that. But you know, what I think about it is, you know, this group, they're cutting people's heads off, they're doing different things, but really, you can't go to war with a group of people. It's kind of like trying to go to war with the Crips or the Bloods, you know? It's not a nation. So how do we, you know, that's a real strange thing to formulate how we're going to go after these people. And,
Okay, here's my take on that. Number one. They're not cutting anybody's heads off. If you pay attention to those videos,
if you pay attention to videos,
number one, they barely have a hold on these the guys that they're supposed to be cutting their heads off of. Their feet aren't bound, you know. The bottom line is, if I know I'm about to get my head cut off, you know, even if I'm a man, I'm not going to be reading anything nice and calmly. You see what I'm saying? You know, if you're going to, and I told a minister this yesterday, you know, I say, if you're going to cut my head off, or if I think you're going to cut my head off, then, you know, you're going to have to shoot me in my ass because I'm getting away from you. And it's just two people? Oh, no, I'm getting away from you. I'm riding out. You know, then all of a sudden you cut and you see a so-called body with blood coming out with a head missing, but the feet are not bound. So that's telling me, wait a minute, if my feet aren't bound, you know, no, dude, you're not cutting anything. And then, you know, that little steak knife they're using, come on now, really? So no, I man, I, you know, right. I don't even think personally to me, it's not even happening. ISIS, it's like this. We are ISIS. See, we are ISIS. See, nobody wants to talk about that part of it, but we are ISIS. We are Assad, okay? Because we have funded both of those individuals. Now it has come back to, it has come home to roost, and now we want to act like it's this big problem. No, we created that problem.
Yeah, and drug running over there.
Yeah, and as far as them being here in the United States, hell, they right there in Washington, D.C. They work in the offices 24/7.
I didn't want to say that I didn't want to say that I don't believe that they're actually killing these people, but yeah, you're going to say that. You know, I do agree. I've seen beheadings on videos before, and they're not like this. They take a while, and I mean, it's very bloody.
Right. Exactly.
So it seems like maybe somebody's up to something, trying to, you know, I don't know if this is being paranoid or whatever, but it seems like, you know, Obama's got, you know, these people possibly funded them, making it look like they're a threat to scare the American public, and then actually do something stupid. You know, I wouldn't be too surprised if he were to
But see, that is that is the operandi of the United States. You have to keep the people in fear, because once a population is no longer in fear, then they begin to stand up against the establishment. So in order to keep that from happening, you have to keep fear in them. And this is something that is not new. It's not a new strategy. You know, this is something that has been going on for a long time. As far as ISIS, Al-Qaeda, and all them, and I've said this before, and I'm going to say
they're
it
all
again.
The same thing.
I'm going to say it again. You cannot get rid of anybody that's afraid to die for what they believe in. I don't care how much you bomb them, how much you take people in, I don't care how much you infiltrate. If they're not scared to die, then there is nothing you're going to do to get rid of these people. It's just that simple.
And you know what, Eric? In the case of these two reporters, they had no business being over there anyway. Mm-hmm. And because, so that's not a U.S. citizen's problem. They knew the risk. They was doing something that they knew the risk. They should have shown some responsibility. And regardless of the fact, the last one was a closet Jew. So how in the world was his reporting going to be unbiased? And he's reporting in a Muslim country. So, you know, I just wanted to point those little things out.
All right. Well, thank you, sir. I do appreciate that, Pinky. But see, now, I'm with you, man. You know, we're not going to be able to, you know, we may quiet them down for a little while. But if we just go ahead and just leave them alone and let them do whatever they got to do over there, we'd be okay. But we cannot do that because we're with NATO. Okay, NATO is a part of something. You know, in fact, somebody said it. One of the diplomats said it last week. NATO is the essence of our defense. You know, now why would we depend on NATO to defend anything when NATO is supposed to be a peacekeeping organization, right?
Good point.
Yeah, exactly. So you know, once you hear things like that, you have to start to put two and two together, you know, and three and four and five and six, because it's not as they want us to seem or what it is. You know, it's the reason why our police departments are being militarized. It is. Nobody wants to admit it, but it is.
Yeah.
NATO comes out of the League of Nations, which was formed, which exists during the time Palestine had its land stolen. So you're absolutely right. They're not supposed to side on either side of a civil conflict. If there's people about to have genocide committed to them, like a Rwanda or something, mm-hmm. supposed to provide the escort to get people out of harm's way, then step back and let the battle continue.
So that's where we're at with that, C9. That's where we're at, man.
Yeah, I just want
to... That's supposed to be Iraq's problem.
Right, and I'm non-interventionist. I think that there's no point for us to try to police the world, try to go over there. If we didn't have people, like you said, they knew the dangers. They shouldn't have been over there. If we didn't have people meddling in the affairs of others like that, I think that we wouldn't have these issues. You know, we're kind of...
You're right.
Imagine if China put a base here.
Yeah, imagine China putting a base down in, let's say Cuba.
Texas.
But, here's the
fun.
Thing. Look at the history and see how all that is center focus today, how it came into existence. And you got to go back some year, decades in order to realize the whole thing. But the one thing that I know is about diplomacy today, they only like to talk about the issue at hand, at present. They never like to talk about and show the correlation, chronological correlation of the course of events which have led up to the present day's problem.
No, because then they have to face responsibility.
Of course, unless you're Israel.
Well, and that's that. You know what? That was another interesting aspect of this guy who so-called got beheaded. You know, he was he was a dual citizen, American and Israeli. So, I mean, really?
How is it that you can become an Israeli and American dual citizen, but you can't become a Ghanaian or Nigerian dual citizen?
Well, you tell me. How does that happen? Well, wait a minute. Hold on, y'all. Before we go any further, let me bring Joe in. Joe, where you at, man? I know he's waiting on this one. Joe, are you there? Yeah, maybe he's not. Michael, are you there? Okay, I guess they get in when they get in. They must have themselves muted for some unknown reason. But you know what, Pianki, that is a very good point. That is a very good point. And do you know NATO has what they consider Article 5 or what have you, and that actually deals directly with Russian aggression. Now, how are you going to go against, and it's a reason why we haven't really been pushing Russia too hard, because you have to understand, we all a part of that bank system that they have right there. So even though it looks like we are at odds with each other, we can't, because we're dealing with the same international bank, International Bankers Fund or something like that. So, it's one of those things to where, they want us to believe one thing, but behind the scenes, something totally different is going on. NATO and this so-called reactionary team that we used to call it military, reactionary team, where they're supposed to be able to deploy within 48 hours or what have you. Why are you going to deploy? Where are you going to deploy at? I have never known NATO to deploy anywhere, on our offensive. Because, as Pianki said, and as we know, NATO is supposed to be a defensive type of organization, a peacekeeping. So why do you need a reactionary, fast reactionary force? Really? And these are the things that they say, but nobody really pays attention to, because they say it fat quickly, and then they bring something else up to the forefront to take the onus off of what they've just said to hide what they're really trying to do.
Yeah. And don't you think we ought to stop trying to, worry about the borders over near Syria and worry about the borders here back home?
I'm glad you said that. Number one, we're never going to close the borders here in the United States, and I'm going to tell you why.
They don't want to.
Yeah, exactly. Because once they do that, the politician shuts off their money. The government shuts their money down from the drug trade. Okay? That's why we'll never do that. As far as over there in Syria, man, when they want to cut, they close their borders, they can close their borders. It's been proven in Uganda, you know, Libya, all of them. When they close them borders, Egypt, when they close them, they close them. There's no sneaking through. Mm. But here in the United States, no. We really don't want to close any borders. That's like Rick Perry here in Texas. You know, Rick Perry here in Texas. He's yelling about close the border since the president won't close the border. I close the border. Well, Rick Perry, you have been governor for 12 years in the state of Texas. And you mean to tell me if you haven't closed them in the 12 years, what makes you think you're going to close them now since you're thinking about running for president? It's just one of those ploys that just is a bunch of bull crap.
And on Rick Perry, you know, he ran for president in 2012, and, you know, he was called out then on giving illegals a free education at the University of Texas, mm-hmm. and all kinds of incentives to do it. Because they were getting so much when they got over into Texas that, you know, he was giving them an incentive to do it. So, yeah, that guy, he's a joke. If he says he's going to stop it, it ain't going to happen.
Well,
they got some of them illegals that's complaining that the food that they're eating is not conducive to their culture, so they want that change.
They go home and get it.
You got the courts. That's due process, something that's only supposed to be afforded to United States citizens. I mean, you got United States citizens that get shot down, that get railroaded and not afforded due process, whereas you got these illegals that you're going all out of your way, spending all sorts of money, setting all sorts of facilities up, feeding them, and providing them with counsel, and they're not even citizens.
Well, see, Pianki, you have to understand also, you know, and this is, I said this quite often on the show. When you advertise your country as the land of milk and honey, every immigrant come, have fun. You know, this is the place you come. You can achieve the American dream. Only thing you have to do is get here. What makes you think people aren't going to come?
Well, yeah, but look what they come here. They was interviewing one lady on NPR. She was at a chicken farm or a chicken business, and she said that Some criminals was trying to extort her. So she felt the need to run to the United States. Well, damn, where's the local police? And here's another point.
Usually they are.
The local police in Ecuador and Guatemala cannot deal with the thugs down there. Well, stop giving your local police here in the United States military equipment to use on U.S. citizens and give it to Guatemala and Ecuador.
And then you'll be saying we're funding another country, and then we'll have another Syria.
But hold on,
how you
hold on.
Doing?
We're doing
okay,
fine, Michael.
Fine.
But hold on for a minute. But Pianki, you have to understand, we're funding those jokers down in those countries. See,
you're absolutely right. You
fund
them with Fast and Furious.
Yeah. So that is the part that no one is talking about, or no one wants to know about also. But that is part of the problem. We're funding them, sending them money, sending them equipment, guns, and weapons and what have you. And once it comes back on us, then we want to act all innocent like we don't know what's really going on. And that is why so many people are trying to get here, and a lot of them are running because of that same instance right there. Because they, you know, they're trying to be a starter, and they don't have it. So let's go to the land of milk and honey, where we can get away from that.
Yeah.
Well, blacks ran from the South because they were being lynched and executed by the Klan. Look what happened to them when they came north. They were practically railroaded back into the South. We had Mexicans back in 1943 who were born here in the United States. They were gathered up and sent back to Mexico, United States citizens.
Well, you got to understand, too, you have slaves. You know, just because they were so-called free, if you ran a slave hunter ran across you back then, it didn't matter whether you were free or not. You were going back
your
to
where. Your papers didn't mean nothing.
That's right. So come on. You have to understand that the philosophy of what was going on back then, and you can go ahead and fast forward and bring it to right now because it's the same thing. I'm gonna do a show tomorrow, in fact, and I'm glad we kind of touched on it today. I'm gonna do a show tomorrow called Am I My Brother's Keeper? Because, you know, we have to talk about these kind of things, and I think now is the time to talk about it. But
How about the Cubans that was trying to get away from the cruel hand of U.S. supported Papa Doc that was coming up upon the shores of Florida seeking asylum, seeking refuge, right. And they were being gathered up, even chased down in the streets of Miami by police, helicopters and that, put on the boat and shipped back.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Because we didn't have
it. Damn it is when you live a long time and you can remember all this stuff.
Exactly. I'm sorry. Go ahead, Mike. I know you was trying to say something. Go ahead, man. Mike, are you there? I can hear you breathing.
Hello, Mr. Todd.
Yeah, okay. Go ahead. Yes, sir.
Yeah, I'm on speakerphone. How you doing?
I'm doing wonderful.
Good show. Well, first of all, I would really like to talk about Ray Rice.
Okay.
That's a man's topic. And also talk about this new decision about the Atlanta Hawks owner. He made some racial statements. Mm-hmm. But, you know, Wednesday, Obama is going to address the nation about sending more troops to Iraq. And I just know there's a lot of veterans sitting down with their wives and some with husbands and just wondering and looking at the news and wondering if they're going to get orders to go. It's serious. It's real serious out there. Chaos and confusion.
Wait a minute. Didn't I say 2 months ago when he first started, okay, talking about sending peacekeepers over there or advisors that it was going to come to this point? I've said it. I saw it coming because that's how it started in the beginning. Now, if we allow him to send our troops over there, then we deserve whatever the happen is going to happen to happen.
Okay.
But anyway, that's
all. I wanted to go into this a little bit, but I still want to get on. But yeah, Mr. Tuck, you're right. But see, what you just said, you said if we allow him to send troops, therefore, I want you to go back to Serbia. He wanted to strike Syria. Kerry wanted to strike Syria just with drones. And to get in that conflict, guess what? We said no. People emailed their senators. Obama said, you know what? I'm going to let Congress decide. So the people do have a say in going to war. So I want you to keep that in mind because a lot of people don't think that we don't have no control. Our word, because guess what? American people, we don't feel, and I think some of the soldiers, the veterans, even they're going to go and do their job, they may feel that we shouldn't go over there. Yeah. So you got to deal with morale. But it's going to be interesting. I mean, and that's something that we can, you know, you can email your senators, give them your opinion. One senator said with the Syria conflict, he received about 30,000 emails from his constituency. So, you know, it is
what
it is.
You know what, all facts? Let me tell you something. CNN has cut out all comments on their website. And I remember they had a poll that asked that very question. And the poll was like 3-1 to leave Syria alone. Not only that, right, if I'm not mistaken, when Obama drew his red line in the sand, of course, that don't mean anything because that red line in the sand he drew over there is all the way back in Los Angeles now. But he did make mention about chemical weapons.
Well, Israel. Right, Israel. Right.
Well, no, the chemical weapons that Syria had. And Syria got rid of their chemical weapons with the help of Russia and under the threat of being invaded. And now that their chemical weapons are gone, you still got this rallying around talking about invading them. And who was it that funded the Syria rebels anyway that was trying to overthrow Assad? It was the U.S., including Stevens in Benghazi.
Yeah.
Right. Well, right, but he also drew a red line last year with Israel when we was talking about, Iran with their nuclear facilities or what have you. So he did draw a line. So he has a lot of lines that he draws. But I'm just saying, that, I mean, Wednesday night, he's supposed to present things to you and I, and we'll see what's going to happen.
But with the advent of Obamacare, they got money now that they can spend on military excursions. That's what that whole thing about Obamacare was about anyway.
Obamacare is a violation of the Constitution, big time.
Yeah, well, real quick, Mr. Talking, and I'll fall back. I want to get my thing on Ray Rice, and on this show I defended Ray Rice. But we have to look at this at three entities. Mm-hmm. The three entities are, the justice system, the police department, the NFL, and the team, the organization, the owner, the Ravens itself. So three entities are, passing judgment on Ray Rice. Now, like I said, I understood a bit about the casino videotape. Both of them were hitting each other. You have to realize that the police department was looking at this same footage and charged both of them with a crime. So that's the civil. But when it comes out publicly, I don't know why this tape came out publicly. I didn't think that it would come out publicly, not like the Jay-Z situation, me personally. But when it comes out publicly, it's out there. Now, I did not see, and I said on your show, they did not show the footage, but he had his coaches, he had his players defending him because I was assuming things happened on the elevator like it happened in a casino. Both of them were hitting each other. But when you look at the elevator, for a man, and I have to say, he hit her first, twice. He hit her twice, right? So hold up. No matter what she said, as men, these women, and like I said, let's go to Jay-Z. If Jay-Z would have pushed her away and smacked her, I don't think Jay-Z would have been wrong because she was the more aggressive. But he, in that elevator, in that closed space, now he's in a closed space, he probably forgot that the camera was there. But he's in a closed space. I just want to say something. After seeing that,
don't go away
I understand.
When you get through with it.
No, I'm not. I understand that the league will go. I think the team should suspend him for a year. I don't think he should be banned from the league. I don't think that. But no, he hit us first, bro.
Let me ask you a question.
A little bit different in everything. Like I said, everything is situational, and we have.
All right,
footage.
You said
most
that three
times.
Let me ask you a question.
That's it. Okay.
Who got on the elevator first, him or her?
Doesn't matter.
Yes, it does.
No, it doesn't matter.
What did she do to him? What did she do to him before he got on the elevator, trying to get away from
him? Trying to get away from him?
No,
she
I
was
asked
trying
you,
to get
what
away
did she do? No, who got on the elevator first? What did she do to him outside the elevator that he was trying to get away from her when he got on the elevator and she followed?
Okay. She got on the elevator and she found. But now the elevator's closed. Mm-hmm. Now
what
we
did
have
she
a
do
new,
to him
hold
outside
hold
the elevator?
Okay.
She slapped.
I agree. Listen to me. Let me answer and I'll fall back. Listen, I want to challenge your point.
You don't know, do
I
you?
I agree. Listen to me, Pionki. Listen to me. I'm looking at the facts. You can't.
I can't help but listen to you. You keep talking. Go ahead.
Okay. I don't want you to interrupt me. I agree.
All right.
They're both. Both of them were hitting each other outside the elevator. Once both of them were in the elevator, it becomes a new event. It becomes a new scene. It's a closed door.
No,
now.
It doesn't.
Now
she got on the elevator and told him that she was going to kill him.
Okay. So if a woman tells me that she's going to kill me, does that give a man the right to hit a woman? No.
It gives the police the right to shoot you.
Okay, but I cannot get. Okay, every time a woman runs her mouth to me and I get mad, I slap her. I can't do that. That's just words.
Well, you
we
see what happened to Marissa Alexander's father, boyfriend or husband. She came back with a gun and shot at him.
Well, I just say, I understand the league is PR. I don't believe that he should be banned from the NFL. But just seeing that tape, he did hit her first. And I just thought that she was more aggressive towards him. I thought it was a Jay-Z situation, and it was not in the elevator.
No.
But that's all I'm saying.
This is the thing.
In the elevator, it wasn't a Jay-Z situation. I'm just looking at the
this
facts.
Is the thing. Well, this is the thing I saw and I know. Even though, man, the whole world, including myself, Ray Rice was not in the wrong with this one incident in the elevator, you know, the league is looking at things he's done before that. You know,
he had a perfect record before this, sir. He hit her first. You cannot deny that.
It came to this situation. The league is looking at, okay, he has a track record. He's you know, he had a track record of doing stuff like this. This is what I think they
look at. No, he did not, sir. That's people getting in their personal lives. He did not have on record of this.
Yeah, he does. He's very active. But once he's out in public, he has several anger management issues, and he has several videos on file of him having tantrums in public. This is not a first time incident, and we shouldn't be looking at it like, oh, poor Ray Rice, you know, one time guy, one time incident, and you know now. The books are thrown down on him. Now, this has happened several times in his preseason
meeting.
He was in.
Is this his girlfriend or wife?
Wife. He married her.
It don't even matter.
He married her.
It don't even matter. He's had incidents of going to women and being in public before.
Yes,
I thought it was a girlfriend.
He's done incidents of doing this before.
After the incident.
Right. Pionki, they were, you know. That was his fiance before the incident, and then they got married after. Both of them was charged with it because, see, there's other footage. I agree, Pionki, but there was other footage. But when you put that out, when you put it out there, it's PR, Pionki, as a business person.
He shouldn't have married that woman.
Well, look.
Well, you can't say that,
Pionki.
See, that's what a lot of women, see, you can't do that. See, that's why he's suspended because of that idea.
All facts.
Pionki, you can't say that, Pionki.
Hold on. All right, you know
what you think, Eric?
Here's my thing about this, and I'm gonna say it again, and I said it at the beginning of the show. Okay, he got punished for what he did. That's fine and dandy. But just because this video comes out all of a sudden, and you know everybody's in an uproar. You know, have some nuts about yourself. Okay, we suspended them two games. Fine. We went ahead and implemented a tougher rule for the next individual, which would be Ray McDonald's, that get caught up in domestic, that's accused of domestic violence. Okay, and do it. But, see, now, Chris, you saying, well, there's a history of this, right? There's
correct.
A history. That's fine. Well, let us know there's a history of it. At no time did they say there was a history. Also, the NFL has come out and said they have never seen this video. Now, the video, wait, no. From what the video was shown, came from a casino that has recently closed, which means what? Somebody needed some money because they don't have an income coming anymore. So now, why not release this video? Thus,
that's a good point, Eric.
Thus, exactly.
Who's saying it's politics involved? I'm sorry.
I'm gonna have to start calling you Perry Mason.
So who's saying that this video number one wasn't doctored? Because apparently, as I said in the beginning of the show, everyone is just paying attention to what's happening inside the elevator. But if you see the video from what I saw, from the time they were walking up to the video, it was more going on than just what happened when he got in the video in the elevator. But that's the only thing everybody is paying attention to.
I'm going to tell you why. Because you can't change that footage. That footage sticks in people's minds. It peaks in. When you go to Ravens Stadium, 80% of it is people that don't look like us. Now, I'm using that. People have different ideas. A lot of people with our skin color look at that videotape and said, he hit her first. I agree. Now, listen, the Jay-Z, the employee. Hold on, real quick.
Now, you don't tell me real quick, Mikey. You should know that by now. All right, now, if you look at that video from where I say you look at it, you will see that she hit him first. Now, is that an excuse? No, but I'm saying she hit him first. And then they had words walking up into the elevator because the people walking by was stopping and looking as they were getting in the elevator. So, you know, once again, that's why I say this thing is a little tainted, because the only thing everybody want to keep showing is him supposedly punching her in the elevator. Well, if you look at it, she was charging him when that fist came out. Now, whether he should have had a fist, I don't know. But she was charging him at that time. And she
might have went into a garter and pulled out a razor.
Well, see, I ain't going that far, Pianki. But anyway, let me bring Stanley in, because I know Stanley wanted to get some of this,
oh,
too.
Boy. Oh, boy. Oh, boy.
You got me muted.
Here we go again. Pussify nation. This is what happened when we give women too much control. The question I want to ask everybody, imagine if the world was in reverse. Are we going to fire women now if they hit men? Are we going to do a PR on that? Please, like you said, Mr. Thark, I saw the whole video. She hit him first. He was basically waiting. He was on his cell, looking at his cell. The girl came and everything started hitting him. And then he went to the elevator. Somebody else was outside looking at them and everything. And then she went to charge at him again. And that's when he punched her. So what is it now? When woman has the power to basically jeopardize the job of a man, is that how we're pussified as a nation?
That's not true.
He felt for his life.
Yeah. Well, so now when woman has the total power, basically, to destroy a man's life who's worked for how many years to become an NFL player, which is very rare, and you finally make it, and just because a woman's charging on you, now you get out of here. How come the NFL is not acting that way when a woman hits a man? I don't hear no NFL players saying, man, if that happened with a woman, we're going to fire a woman. It's all a thing of feminists. It's all a thing of we are pussies as people. We've accepted when women have total control, we accepted that things like that. Please. You think in 1960, 1950, 1970, the women didn't get hit?
Hmm.
Jim Brown knocked a woman through the wall out into the yard.
Yeah,
well,
you see
like
those things ain't
happening? Okay.
Now we're
well,
so
like
pussified. Yeah. Now we're so pussified.
No, you're not
that a woman's going to say no. Let them.
I would love it if
it would have been said no. It's a personal issue. It has nothing to do. What does that have to do with the NFL? Does it affect that he takes drugs with that? What does that have to do with the NFL?
Stanley, I got to be personal. Me and my sons talk about this. There is no way that me and my sons look at that footage together, right? When you look at the – I'm talking about the elevator. Let's just stay with the elevator.
I'm not talking about the elevator. If you and your son are going to talk, then we're going
to
talk about the whole thing.
We're going to talk about your son.
If we're going to take examples, take your son. Your son is kicking the cell.
You're cutting me off, Sam.
Wait, I'm not cutting out. I'm telling you. Hey, let the man talk.
I haven't even finished, right. Stanley. Listen to me. Listen real quick, Stanley, because we have to treat the next generation out here, because I'm trying to keep me and my sons out of jail for these women. Listen, Stanley, let's not be – I agree with outside, but if we go inside, he got fired because of that elevator footage right now. If you look at the footage, he walked up to her. He shoved her in her face. She came running to him, and he knocked her out. That means on that elevator, he put his hands on her no matter what she said.
Are you saying as a man that just because a woman comes and jumps on me that she has the right to do that?
No, I did not say that. No, I'm saying
that's what you're saying.
The elevator is different from Jay-Z's scene. Stanley, you're trying to compare Ray Rice's elevator scene with Jay-Z. I say it's different. I say Jay-Z had a right to slap her because she was aggressive.
No, he ain't saying nothing about Jay-Z. What Stanley is saying is true.
No, it's not. If you look at it, that man, she said something, he went to her face, he shoved her, she came back, like, why you hit me, why you shoved me, and he knocked her out. I'm talking about what happened inside the elevator. That's why he's getting suspended.
You slap a police officer and run, and he chase you down and shoot you. Why did he shoot you?
All right, hold on.
Wait a minute.
Okay. Now, see, and right here, is where we have the divide in this whole thing. Half have seen the whole video, and the other half has gotten you know, seeing only the part they want to see within the box itself.
No.
Okay, now.
I've seen everything, Mr. Toss.
From those two points of view, you have different opinions that's going on. Look, here's the bottom line. Basically, it's like this. Number one, neither one of them should have put their hands on the other. Okay, let's put it like this. But you have to understand that the circumstances at that time, they were in a casino, no telling how long they've been there. I'm sure alcohol had been involved. She hit him first for whatever reason. Okay, they were in a heated argument. They got in the elevator. He tried to do something. She pushed him away, you know, and then she came at him. He hit her. He knocked her out. Okay, now, if he would have put her, now I'm gonna tell you really, this is the real deal. If he would have just put her over his shoulder and walked her out, there wouldn't have been an issue.
Now he's kidnapping.
Right? No, he's not. He's right.
No, but see, and to top it off, for him to turn around and for her also to turn around and for them to get married. Okay, some say, well, maybe
that's
that
none of your business.
But no, that is my business.
You so can't keep two adults away from each other, Mr. Thomas.
Now she's gonna talk about divorce and trying to sue for his cash
with each other. Nobody in the world.
Hold on. You know what that tells me? I'm sorry, Stanley. I didn't mean to leave you muted so long. But know what that tells me? That she didn't have a problem with it. He didn't have a problem with it because this is something that is normal in their relationship. That is what that tells me.
That tells me that Ray Rice is a pussified person. Because if any friends would have said, "You accepted your wife slapping her, you better not marry her." Period.
How can you say that, guys? That's personal. You can't do that.
I don't care if it's personal. As a friend, if I see one of my friends getting slapped
this is why he's
his
fired.
Wife or his girlfriend, I'm
going
to tell you as a
because
friend.
Because people like you, Stanley,
look,
this is why he's fired.
You better separate with her.
That's none of your business, Stanley.
That's
to a
girl
you
All right. Y'all know how we do it. We don't do all that talking over each other here.
Divorce proceedings.
Go ahead, Stanley. Stanley has the floor right now.
I told you, if I was a friend of him, of any friend, and I'm seeing my friend getting slapped around or by whatever, I'm going to talk to that guy as a friend and tell him, you better know what you better check that girl or you better separate her with her. Because if you let her go with this and think that it's normal to slap around with you, one day she may come with a gun and shoot you.
Okay.
And we know that case. Remember the case of the football guy who lost his life when he was basically cheating and going out with another woman, and the woman came at his place when his wife and everything, and not only killed him and killed his wife also. Remember that case?
Well, yeah, you remember the Kansas City case? Yeah. I mean, it happens both ways, Stanley. We have to look at the
case.
One of
his boys should have told him, look, You better not get married to this crazy person, because if somebody has the audacity to slap you, you better leave that person. Period.
Well, no, the Kansas City guy, he had a baby with a woman, and he was out doing his thing, and she went out one night because she's not married to him. He out having sex with all the women he wants. She goes out to a club one night, and he gets offended, and he goes and gets crazy. So I mean, men and women, we have problems.
Mike.
You can't stop that man from being with her. That's why a lot of people are upset.
Hold on. Let's tell the real truth about the Javon Belcher case here. You know, she went out. And you know, basically, she went out with her friends. Yes, she went out, and she was doing it to get back at him. So she came in late. Yes, he was there. They had been arguing prior to that, and yes, you know, he had. You know, he got stopped. The police stopped because he was sleeping outside the apartment building. They told him to move, and you know, yes, he went back and killed her and stuff like that. So, you know, once again, but that's another one of those different scenarios that you really can't connect with this, but you can, and this is how you connect.
You can because it's anger. It's anger, and he was wrong for that shit.
You know what, Michael? It's not even anger. You know what it is? It's the stress that comes with being a professional football player, especially if you're a star. You know, after a while, you know, stress builds up. And if you have someone that's, you know, and we said this last week when we were talking about domestic violence on both sides of the house, you know, some women know how to push certain buttons. You understand what I'm saying? Just like some men know how to push certain buttons as well. Now, as I said before, in this whole thing, before it started, there was a conversation going on even before they got on the elevator. There's no audio. There is no audio here. So we can only assume what was being said, and what we see is the final product of the conversation that was going on.
You mean to tell me if a woman tells me, Michael, the baby is not yours, I got a right to beat her up? Come on, I can't.
No, but if a woman comes to you,
and slaps you
and say, I'm going to kill you, yeah, she needs to be popped.
Okay, hold on. God dang it. All y'all want to talk at one time, and I wasn't finished talking. So let me finish talking first. All right? Now, as I was saying, damn, y'all done made me forget what I was saying. Now, y'all done jumped in all that. But basically what I was saying was this, man. Look, you know, we can look at a video, and we can say, well, this happened, that happened. They did this, they did that, they did that. But until you know the context of the conversation, and the same thing is with the Michael Brown scenario. We know the finality, the final part of it. Yes, we know. She got knocked out. He got shot and he was killed. But what about the intermediate part of it, where the conversations that were going on? None of us know anything, haven't heard anything, but, you know, we can only go by from what we see. And sometimes, believe it or not, your eyes play tricks on you. Y'all don't want to believe that. Trust me, I can tell you, because I've been driving at 3 or 4 o'clock in the morning and on 36 hours straight, and I can tell you, I've seen a lot of stuff crossing the street that wasn't there. So don't tell me your eyes can't play tricks on you. So, and I'm saying all that to say this. You have to really stop for a moment and give both sides the moment to where you can really consider both sides of the house. You know, a lot of times we're quick to just jump on, you know, this side or that side, but you have to stop for a moment and consider both issues. And the issue here with this video is simple. We see, but we don't hear.
Okay.
Wait, Michael. Go ahead, Chris.
All right. To me, it doesn't matter what was said. Okay. Ray Rice is being suspended, not for this video, believe it or not. He's being suspended on his past. Now, if this go to court, and it should, I like to see this, because I did a little bit of, you know, I had a little bit of interest in wanting to be a lawyer, a little law school, I didn't, but this is a good case. I love it. I would try to destroy him and to prove as much as I can, and it's my job, to show when he was in eighth grade, he always had a problem with listening to authority, and I would go back as far as I can, because that's what they're going to do, and this is what they're showing. The media right now.
No, you're doing that, sir. They're not doing that. No one is saying that but you, sir.
Excuse me. The media right now is only showing 2 or 3 seconds of what they want you to see, but it's all going to come out like Jesus. Just wait. Let's just be patient, and we all going to see the person. We're going to see another person who we thought, like, oh, man, okay, he really getting down. He was really doing that. Disrespecting women, he got what he deserved. We all don't see it, but for now, we're going to just see Ray Carew, in the elevator. Right.
Hold on.
And I'm talking and I'm still getting cut off. I don't understand that. Why is he so slow to understand what I'm talking?
Go ahead, Chris. They still want to keep talking. Go on and finish your thought.
The media right now is only going to show us what they want us to see. But in time, if this goes to court, like I said, I hope it does, they're going to show another side of him. Well, ever since he was in fourth grade, he's been trying to start up something or some, or he's been a part of something that has been around him. Well, he's always mixed up in something.
All right, so you're going to say so you're going to use his
juvenile
video rectum,
is
right?
Not the reason why he got suspended. It's his past.
Well,
it's
the only reason
it's
they can
suspend
him.
Call it
what
you want.
Hold on. Hold on. Wait. Wait. Go ahead, Joe, because we haven't
if
heard from Joe.
If they're going to do that against him.
What's up, Joe?
Then,
how you doing, bro?
How you doing? Then they're not, then they can't use it against him anymore because now the girl married him. So now she knows that he is like this. So if they get a divorce because of some sort of domestic violence, then his attorney can say, well, if you know that he had problems back in the fourth grade and fifth grade and you married
mm-hmm.
him, then you also know that he has a problem now and that he could be capable of hitting you when you married him anyway. So you knew what was going to happen in the future.
Wow,
so
that's men's rights.
Against him, they can use for him.
No, Joe's speaking men's rights now. He's speaking men's politics now.
They're
going to
show him a picture of before his wife, a behavior before his wife even knew him, and they're going to show as much as they can to say, hey, look, this is the reason why he needs to be suspended, with proof. And they have surveillance. They have video of him clowning just like he did in the elevator. See?
But I would love
to see the outcome of this
listen,
when this goes to court, and it should.
Can I say something? I don't listen. I want to say something. I don't believe now that the NFL seen this tape. And I said, if you look at the police looked at all of this footage, and they say both of them in the ball. And I agree with you. But with this tape coming out, the NFL, I agree, they didn't see. The coaches backed them up, said two-game suspensions. But when you look at the elevator event, that's all I'm saying, guys, PR, public
mm-hmm.
relations as a business. And those coaches was backing them up. Some men can say he hit her first, and that way I'm talking about that situation. Everything is situational. And I say not for – I say they should suspend him for a year, not indefinitely. Give the man, another try. So – not, if I was the Ravens, I wouldn't have cut him. I just would have cut him for a year, let him come back or what have you.
But
yeah,
the problem
something, man.
But the problem I have, and I've said, the problem I have is that are we going to come to a point that we're going to have a society that we say that if, as a man, you act violently to a woman, your job is in jeopardy? Are we going to come to that point? Are we
no.
saying that as a society, yes, we are. Because if we're not saying that at that point, I would expect that if a woman comes violently to a man, and many women do, that basically she should be fired of any job that she has.
Okay,
and you will never, ever, wait, let me finish. You will never hear that. You will never see that. Why? And I'm going to go back to what Joe said. I'm going to go back to what Joe said last week. And Joe said one time, we live in a pussified society that women have more rights than men, that it is normal for a woman to hit a man, and it's not normal for a man to defend himself. And until
can
we
I
don't
say
change
quick,
that,
no.
until we don't change, let me just finish that point. Until we don't change that, you will see more and more women saying, I have the right to hit a man, and I will hit a man. If you cheat, if you're not cheating, everything. And if I have the right to hit a man, I have the right to kill you and get less sentence also.
Well, they've already proven that with Bobic. Forget about just the fact that a woman feels that she can kill a man. The girl wasn't even an American citizen. She waited for the guy to go to sleep. She claimed that he had abused her over a period of time, then she cuts off the guy's fucking dick, and she gets away with it.
There you go, Joe.
Well,
you
what
no.
can't say dick.
Yeah, but
and
this
sorry,
is what
yeah,
I want to say.
I
never married
that
guy.
He should have never married her.
Yeah, exactly.
Well,
I agree with you.
Well, he didn't know
well,
what he was
he should have had
himself,
a friend like me, Joe, or anybody here who should have told her, you are accepting your wife or your fiancé to hit you and you're still married to her? You better get your ass straight. A
wow.
father should have told him that.
Well,
and say,
I
you
wanna,
better
I
not
wanna
marry
say
that crazy person. Period.
Right. Hold on, everybody. Hold on. Because I got a couple of more individuals want to come in and comment on this. We got area code 323 in the house. And, of course, we got Mr. Michigan on the line also. Welcome to the show. And I'm glad to have y'all here. Okay, we're going to start with you, 323. What you got for me?
Hey, Mr. Talk. It's Sue Fly from Diamonds Radio. I just want to say one thing, and then I'm done, because I know you got, like, less than, like, 15 minutes left. But all I want to say is it's never right for a man or a female to put hands on somebody. However, when you decide either being the man or the woman that you want to marry someone who has already put their hands on you and something happens, that is now a situation that I do not care about, because you put yourself in that situation. And there is a way to get out of the situation, i.e. break up with that person. Don't marry that person. Don't be with the person. So the next time that you decide that you want to be with somebody who's already hit you and you get into a situation like this, like Mr. Rice, where now he's in trouble for hitting on her, well, you got to look at both sides of the story. They've been hitting each other since before they got married. We've seen the shit come out already. We've seen that they've been going back and forth. So if she wants to hit on him and he wants to hit her back, that's not my fucking problem. My problem is where the fuck was the conversation in the beginning as to what has happened in your past? What's your family life like? Why are you hitting on me? Why can't we learn how to talk our problems out instead of hitting on each other? So it's never right for either party to hit somebody, but at the same time, if you, 9 times out of 10, the cases that you see in the media where people are hitting on other people is simply because that person has already went through abusive families or past relationships or whatever. So it doesn't matter who hits you. You shouldn't be hitting nobody at all. As a grown-ass man, you shouldn't put your hands on a female. You need to learn how to walk away, put her over your shoulder, contain her. It's not that damn hard for a man to contain a female. It's not. So if she's
it trying, shouldn't be our job.
Finish.
Okay.
Go ahead,
Diamond Radio. I'm sorry.
Thank you. All I'm saying is it's not the man's job. However, a man is much more stronger. I have been in situations when I was younger where I have hit a man, and he never hit me back. What he did was he contained me. He held me back. And at that point, after a while, if a man holds you back, you just lose your fucking strength. You're like, man, whatever, fuck this. I'm leaving. I'm never talking to you again. So, I mean, that's
all he tried to kiss you, and you bit his lip.
But can I ask you a question to that?
Stop being nasty, Bianchi.
Let her finish. Okay, go ahead, Diamond.
Thank you. That's all I had to say. Thank you for allowing me on the show. I wish I was able to come on earlier, but at the end of the day, all I'm trying to say is it's never right for either party to – it's never no right for anybody to hit nobody, period, point blank. And as a man, if a woman hits on you, it's probably not the first time that she's hit on your ass. So it's your damn fault if she ends up hitting on you and she tries to kill your ass after. You should not fuck with her. You're dumb for that. And as a female, you're dumb for messing with a man who hits on you too. So regardless of the situation, I bet none of y'all have even been in a situation to where a woman has hit you. And if she has hit you, if you decide to stay with her and still deal with her and she hits you again and or eventually tries to kill you, that's your damn fault. Learn from your mistakes.
Well, no, I'm correct that. Okay, hold on for a minute, Joe, because I have been with a woman that tried to stab me a couple of times. And you're right. I contained her enough and tossed her around enough to where I could get out of the AO. And no, I did not see her anymore. So you have a great point there. I can't argue with that. You know, conversation should tell you to get the heck up out of there. We have 8 minutes left on the show. We have 8 minutes left in the show, y'all. So if you want to continue to hear the show live, just give us a call, 347-838-8622, because we'll be going in overtime. And I want to hear what you got to say. All right. Joe, you have the mic right now. I'm opening up all these other lines. Wait a minute. I'm sorry, Joe. No, you don't. Mr. Michigan.
Yeah, what's up, man? Yeah. You're discriminating, brother.
Yeah.
I'm discriminating. Go ahead.
Yeah, the brother. You can't keep letting the white folks speak over the brothers.
There you go.
I'm just kidding. I wanted to say something.
What's up, man?
It's really Sammy's point, and probably to all of the men on the phone. Now, I think we're missing two issues. One, with Stanley keeps saying society, but the NFL is a private enterprise. So you have the civil side of it, which is the public, but the NFL is a private enterprise, and any private enterprise that they have to have a clean public image or to give the perception of having a clean public image, they would have fired his ass on the spot. And if you went around the table and asked every man on the phone if they had a private enterprise and they were attempting to market to females, and if this type of situation had come up, they would have fired them in a second. Now, I'm going to tell you the flip side to that. If it was a woman who had went out and said, cut the throat of a man, and it was a private enterprise, they would have fired their ass, too. So from that perspective, I don't think it's a, you know, the pussy fight issue or the man over the woman. In the private enterprise where your public image is part of how you see who you are, if you have an executive who is threatening the brand, you can fire their ass. And we should just be honest. And Stallone, too. If Stallone owned their company and he saw a potential billion-dollar market in females and that video got out, he would have fired his ass, too. And he'd be lying if he said he wouldn't have.
Yeah, but that means we do live in a society country, if you're saying. Because I never saw a woman getting the same blunt as a man. And to come back to woman that just talked, I want to ask her, who gave her the right when she was 16 or 17 that she had the right to hit a man? What made her think she had that right when she was 17? I will tell you,
sir. For one, I wasn't 16 or 17. I was actually 18 years old.
Okay.
And the reason why
18,
I hit that,
even more.
Okay, listen. And the reason why I hit that man was because he had disrespected me by allowing another woman to come into a house that we shared together when I was
okay.
Home,
you still
I
can't
found,
hit him, man.
I never said that it was okay. I just gave an example of myself because I've been there and I've done that and I learned my lesson. After all said and done and after he contained me, I said, this is fucking crazy. What's the purpose of me hitting this man? We can't do any duking out and fight.
You told the story. Let me ask
this man on the line wouldn't have fired him if he was the CEO of that company. Which one wouldn't have fired him?
Yeah. I would have fired his ass saying this tape.
Hey,
listen,
you
I want to listen.
You not have the floor.
Right.
Yeah.
Right,
let Joe ask his question.
Thank you. All right. Go ahead, Joe. Ask your question because I know I was trying to hear you. Go ahead.
When you said that you let the man inside your house, were you living with the man or married to the man? And when you said, I mean, let the woman inside your house, did she have sex with him?
Of course. I found her goddamn
Wait
underwear
a minute,
underneath
that.
The bed.
Did she have sex with the guy?
Yes, I know.
Okay, hold on. She had sex with the guy. That was your husband or your boyfriend?
No, it was my boyfriend.
Okay, were you living with him?
Yeah.
Okay, so now I'm not going to blame you for punching the girl out or for punching him out. But I'm going to get back to your question about when Stanley asked you the question, well, what gave you the right? Here's why you think you had the right. You believe that because he was a man, he shouldn't hit you. You also believe that because you did something to him, he should only contain you. That is a contributing factor to women's belief of self-entitlement. You believe that a man should not have any right whatsoever to hurt you in retaliation, if they should retaliate at all. That contributes to the man's being, to the men becoming pussified.
Oh, wow.
And for the women becoming extremely aggressive.
Oh,
a man
I gotta
has the right to beat the shit out of you if you hit him for no good reason.
Joe, you're mixing, Mr. Talk, can I get my point out? This
I'm
is the wrong
go ahead,
side. Listen, brother, I got a lot of black brothers, not just for drugs, for women, because we have to talk about this, Joe. Listen, there's a difference between the Jay-Z situation and the elevator situation for Ray Rice, and I want you to look at those two different elevator situations. Joe, if us men look at the definition of feminist, right, a feminist, we want that, right? Because I think you talk about fairness. But hold on. Listen to me. If you look at the definition, listen to me, Joe. When you have a situation where a man or a woman is not touching you, they may mentally distress you. You may walk in a room and someone's cheating on you. I'm not saying they're not physically touching you, but they're mentally causing you harm. If you say that person is mentally stressed out and he physically hurts that person or kills that person, that's not the way we should go. Now, me, I don't know what I would do in that situation, but before I would get in that situation, I would give myself an advice or anybody an advice, don't kill nobody because of an emotional stress. When you hit somebody and strike somebody, it comes emotion. Everything, when you talk, emotion comes before every action in
this world factually. So when you hear people not emotional, just logic the line, I laugh at them. So what I'm saying is we have to think about that, what you're saying, Joe. I agree. If a woman hits somebody first, he has a right to hit her back. But if a woman says something or does something, cheat on a man, he does not have a right to kill. On hindsight, she saw that person. Looking back on it, she may beat that woman up, but you don't say maybe she would have beat it up and killed somebody. You don't have violence
first
because it's a
never
mental thing.
The word kill, okay?
Well, I'm talking about physical, but I'm saying
all
physical
right,
violence versus mental.
Hold on,
if
gentlemen.
If you're married to a woman,
we wouldn't have Congress.
Okay,
you always want to resort to violence. Someone didn't physically touch you, but you're touching them.
And he still wanted to. Hold on for a minute. Let me bring another woman.
Well, I'm just saying, Mr. Stone, you said audio. The audio should have been
blah,
saved.
Blah, 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 blah. Okay.
Let me bring another woman into. Damn. Sister Ottawa, welcome to the show. I'm trying
Hi,
to
Hi, how
you.
Are you?
I'm doing wonderful.
How are you today?
All right, I'm doing great. And yourself?
I'm good. I just wanted to chime in. I just called in after I got off work and, you know, wanted to listen to your program. I really think that people, you know, what I'm hearing is that, you know, when you get with a woman, you control her, that you own her, this kind of thing, and you have a right to put your hands on her. You don't have a right to put your hands on her. You know, when two people come together, they come together because they want to be together. And if I see somebody that I might like, or I want to get to know them, which I doubt, but if I chose to do that, or if my husband chose to do that, that's his prerogative. He has a right to do what the hell he wants to. I can only control myself. And he can only control himself. He can't control me. And when two people come together, you come together because you have something in common, something that is hopefully will be lasting that you can build upon. But no, I mean, you putting your hands on another human being is totally out of line. I don't understand how you could even have a discussion about this because you don't have a right to put your hands on anybody. But I tell you this, the sister that just spoke, and she said something about she had an experience with her man, and he had brought a woman into her house. I was glad to hear that she took her anger out on the man and not the woman, because that's where the issue was between her and her man, not with that third person.
All right, do you know how you just
if people
now,
are,
if, now,
he
if she would have beat her
bed,
to death, it wouldn't
she
have been
found
his
some
fault.
Girls under the bed. Now, if he
wouldn't
know that.
Oh, God.
I'm talking.
Like Dr.
I'm
Dre.
I'm talking.
Well, I was talking before you.
You don't have control over another person. They can do what they want to. If they choose to be monogamous with you, that's their choice. But the thing is that most people who have relationships with one another are not even honest about their true intentions. And so you think, especially men, they don't know how to tell the truth about anything. I guarantee you, most women, if a man is honest and has integrity, he could tell her anything, and nothing would happen to the relationship that they have.
Well, let's
go with the feminist movement real quick.
Here's the thing. First off, you come in here and you start talking about
what is
how
she
men
talking about?
Said that we own women and we have control over women.
What
nobody
is she talking
said
about?
That. Nobody said that.
I'm saying when you put your hands on
talking.
A woman because she's done
and
something
the
you don't like,
that
you
you're
said, out of line.
You
don't have you control like that over another
yourself.
Woman.
You just
have the only person you control is yourself.
Joe is next,
but,
guys.
Go
Joe
ahead,
is
Joe.
Talking.
All right.
Joe is talking, Ms. Ottawa.
Okay. Go ahead, Joe.
Yeah, what?
Go ahead,
Joe.
Joe
is talking, Ms. Ottawa. It's Joe's turn.
Ottawa. You said nobody had the right to hit another person, but then you said, well, since the girl found out in her situation that her boyfriend...
I said the young lady that expressed her situation, she
said
that she hit the man. And I said that was the correct person
to
hit.
Okay, good.
Because that's who she has a relationship with.
I don't
have
the first three times. Okay,
woman.
If you're going to keep talking, I'm going to keep talking. So
you need to let me finish talking.
Oh, you're
okay,
finished.
Okay, when
you
I'm finished,
you're 15 minutes.
You're finished.
Right.
Hold on, wait a minute.
Is that why you just contradicted yourself?
I just said wait, god dang it. All right, number one.
I told y'all
there would be no disrespecting on this show. Period. I got controls. All right? So now, Sister Ottawa, go ahead and finish and let us know when you finish. And
I
then
was
we'll
just saying, if you said I contradicted myself, I simply said that the young lady that expressed that she had an experience where she hit her man because he brought a woman into her house, I said that I agree that I feel that she hit the right person. Most women will go after the woman instead of dealing with the man. She dealt with her man, and I said that was the appropriate behavior for her to deal with him. No, I'm not justifying the fact that she hit him. I'm saying she dealt with the right person. She didn't run after that woman. That's what I'm saying.
But ma'am, what we're talking about is the violence that comes when that happens. It's not the fact, the question I was asking and the question that justified, even if you do meet your husband or wife cheating, that does not give you the right to hit that person, period. Woman
That's
or
right.
man.
And
period.
This is the
and second of all, if the world was reversed using your logic, that means if a man caught his wife cheating, he would have every right to hit his wife.
Thank you. That's
that
what I wanted
cheating.
To say.
Wait. That's exactly
I
what
said.
You said. Because that's what you said. You said that.
You should have never brought it up. You should have never brought it up. You should have never brought it up. That's not fair.
Thank you,
Stanley.
You misconstrued.
Can I finish?
No, he did.
No one has the right to put their hand on
You already
on
said
person.
It 13
Period.
Different ways and twice. Here's the thing, Ottawa.
She contradicted
herself. And you don't even know that you've done it.
Myself.
Here's how you've done it. Firstly, you said
did it or not done it.
I can't hear you.
You
kind of muffled. I can't hear you.
Go ahead.
Plug up the other ear, then you won't have to hear me at all. Here's the
you
thing.
You said what?
Never mind. Just listen.
I can't hear you. You're muffled.
So then you got a problem with your phone. I don't care. Listen, but don't.
Go ahead, Joe.
Go ahead, Joe.
Here's the thing. You can't come on here and just say, hey, you know what? It is not right for anybody to not hit or hit anybody, and then contradict yourself before you even start the next sentence. And here's how you did it.
I didn't contradict myself.
You did. I'm trying
to
tell you, but you keep interrupting.
We're going
to
explain you how you contradict yourself. Go ahead, Joe.
Shut up on
this. Okay, go ahead.
Here. When you say that nobody has the right, you're really referring to men. And then when you say nobody has the right, but in the situation of the young caller here, when she found out that her boyfriend brought in another girl, I'm glad to see that she went after him. If you don't understand that that's not a contradiction, you don't have a brain in that head.
Nope.
Well, I'm glad you don't determine my intellect.
Well,
first of all, I said, I
but those were your own words.
I contradict myself. I said, and I will repeat, nobody has the right to put their hands on anybody.
Ottawa, you don't even know what
and
you're
And I said, that young lady,
let her finish,
she dealt with the appropriate person. I might not have hit him, but I would have dealt with him. Now, she didn't deal
the police
with the woman,
to Ray
that's
Rice.
What I commended her on. I said, because the issue wasn't with the other woman. It was with her man.
Well,
now, if
you
think that's
listen.
A contradiction,
to
then you're the one that's a little...
you don't understand English and you don't speak English. I don't know what the problem
myself.
Is, but you contradicted yourself.
Let her finish. Let Joe finish. Go ahead, Joe.
Okay. Again? I'm going to make it very simple, Ottawa. Maybe even you will understand this. You came on the phone, then you accused men of saying that that women were their property. Nobody said it. The second issue was, hold up. Then you said that nobody, that means men and women, there's only two genders in this world, has the right to hit another person, no matter what.
That's right.
But, okay, Idaho, that. And then you said, without taking a breath, but in the case of the young caller, the female caller, who had who was in a situation where her boyfriend brought in another girl into her house, she had the right to deal with the man the way that she did. Now, she's already said that she hit the guy. So where is that not a contradiction? Or do you not understand what I'm saying?
I said to you.
Okay, now let's see what she got to say.
Whatever your name is. I said, and I will repeat, the young lady dealt with her husband or her man's friend. She didn't jump on the woman.
Right.
I simply said that she dealt with the appropriate person, her husband or her man friend. No, I would not have hit him. I wouldn't have put my hands on him. But you would believe we would have definitely dealt with one another, and she dealt with the appropriate person. Now,
right.
You in turn, you feel that I'm saying that she had a right to hit that man. I'm still saying you don't have a right to put your hands on another person. But I'm saying she dealt with that man.
Okay.
Most women nowadays would jump on the other woman.
That's
I
right.
agree with her.
Way
not
dealt
with
the
man.
Him was
they would deal with
him.
The woman.
Ah, you're back,
and I'm
Rocky,
committing
because I've already
her
told you
for not
knowing what you're
man.
Talking about.
Now you can deal with that.
I can't.
I agree with
you.
Her.
You're
I agree. I understand what you're
side.
Saying. So if you're saying that it doesn't, but when you come in our in the show and you say that men are trying to control or have property of a woman, we're not even talking
I
about
that. I never said that. I said nobody has. You can't
oh,
control
no, that
nobody.
That was the first
you
thing you said when you got on
that's
the
no,
air.
I'm sorry,
they
Ottawa, that is the first
they
thing
do not
you
have
said.
A right
you
to get hands on anybody.
Excuse me.
Thank you. All right.
Hello?
All right, I'm
wow.
here. Yeah.
Beautiful call.
Go ahead, Chris.
Okay.
Go ahead, Chris.
This
one at a time, y'all.
One of the things she said, now, it was a suggestion,
Yahoo.
Or I think
Yahoo.
It was a statement. Huh?
Okay, y'all gonna quit picking on Sister Ottawa and Diamond Radio. I'm just saying. Go ahead.
Okay. It was a suggestion. Maybe she was suggesting what we need to do more of as men. For what she see, or for whatever reason, he said, if men would be more honest with women, what they want, I could be wrong, because, you know, jump in any time, okay? I'm ready.
Okay.
All right. That if men would be more honest with women, what they want in the relationship, they wouldn't have too many problems. As for myself, I've always been honest with women. Listen, babe, it ain't just you. We can date. I don't like to date. I'm seeing someone right now. At the time when I was married, I'm married. Or I'm interested in a committed relationship. That's just me. I don't know. Now, that's not cheating. If you're
that's not cheating.
It's not
what?
Cheating.
Mr. Talk,
cheating.
Am I muted?
Wait,
if you're,
wait,
if you're
cheating,
dating someone
cheating is when you're in a relationship with someone and they don't know what you're doing. See, I've
that's
never
right.
cheated on a woman. See, so I've been
okay,
up front
okay.
with women just for me personally. So when a man does that, yeah, that's cheating.
Okay,
so,
okay, no. Right,
wait,
right,
Michael.
See, we have to, okay,
hold on,
okay.
Michael. Hold
right.
on, let Chris
I never
first.
Cheated on a woman. I'm
did
done.
You?
I was just I never cheated on a woman. So I think, you know, I forgot what I was gonna say. Ottawa was basically saying I think how she's fed up with I think she should speak on behalf of the men that she's encountered and been with, they've lied to her or her friends been lied to by men and it was something else. But if men be more honest and say, listen, I just want to sleep with you tonight, so I want to get married, and let the woman decide what she going to do. See,
that's
and
right.
I've done all that.
That's honorable.
Maybe I don't have a one-night stand with you. I'm not in love with you. I don't love you. I've done that.
Could I? Wow.
And let her decide.
Yeah, well, that's one way of taking
this
what
this is the
you
problem. I got to express it. What he's saying is, can I
yeah,
say
I gotta
something?
I got to find out myself. Chris, are you saying that because if you're married and you tell your wife you're cheating on her, that because you told her and she now knows about it that you didn't cheat?
No, she didn't own that, Chris Ottawa.
Okay, hold on.
Can I say something? He did not say that, Joe.
Wait a minute. Wait a minute. Hold on. Now, let's be honest. Okay, I appreciate it. I started talking. Yeah. Okay, look, let's clarify something. All right. In a man and woman's relationship period, okay, honesty is always considered the best policy. Yes, does honesty cause pain? Yes, it does. You know, is it something that's avoided sometimes at all costs or twisted or sugarcoated? Yes, it is. Now, but, you know, when you look at this thing, and Joe, I know what you're about to ask, and no, Joe.
No. Well, let him answer. Hold on.
You know,
here's the thing.
But wait a minute, Joe. I'm going to get to you, Michael. I haven't got you. I got you written down on the list, Michael, okay? So I got you. But see, here's the thing. And I think I did a show on this one time, and I asked this question. Because in a lot of instances, when things begin to go south in a relationship, the first thing a woman would say, tell me the truth. Yeah, it may hurt, but tell me the truth. Now, and I asked this question I did a show on this, and I asked this question. I got, you know, nobody really said anything, but since we do have women on the line, I'm going to ask the question then. You say, tell me the truth. Do you really want to know the truth?
No, I do.
You say that now, but if you suspect your husband out there of being or your boyfriend or whatever out there of doing whatever he's doing, you say, okay, tell me the truth. You know, I understand. And see, that's the catch to it. You know, the wording is very interesting when it comes to things like this. Because, you know, I've been in some relationships that said, well, just tell me the truth. I understand. You know, I forgive you, whatever. You know, now, you know, that's what a woman say. And maybe y'all, and you know, women as a whole, they believe that. But as far as a man, this is what we're thinking. Yeah. I'm going to tell you the truth. Number one, if you forgive me, I will never hear the end of it. If you say, you know, or you're going to cause me all kind of hell, kick me out or what have you, you know, and you have to worry about that. Or, you know, whether you know it or not, we're back to the violence. You know, now I got to fight. You see what I'm saying?
Well,
I mean, you're laughing, but this is exactly how a man is going to process this thing. I'm not going to say a man. This is how I process it. When it used to come to me, that's how I processed it. Right there. Right. You know, because, number one, because you have no idea what she is thinking. Just like she has no idea what he is thinking. I remember I got in an argument one time with a young lady. I mean, this was a heated argument, right? And we were standing in front of each other, and I took a step toward her. And you know what her first response was? She took a step back and tensed up. And I looked at her, I said, I'm not going to hit you. I could care less about putting my hands on you right now.
There you go.
So, you know, we're having this discussion, but you really have to think about your natural responses to certain things. Now, she took a step back. I know some women right now that I was in the military with that would take a step towards you and go to your ass, excuse my language. You know, and it's hot and popping. And, you know, I have a friend that took a tire iron and took a plug out of her boyfriend's neck, and then she called me to come over and help her fix the plug in his neck. there's all types out there, and you have to realize that, you know, you just have to deal with what you're presenting with. And I guess it depends on, as Sister Ottawa said, you know, We can say it depends on what you're right now. But really, it has a lot to do on your generational, what you have grown up seeing, you know, what you have grown up watching, learning. And sometimes it just goes back to generation to generation and could be actually in your DNA. I know you. Some of y'all say yeah, right,
what's
but it's the
DNA?
Truth.
Now
okay,
let's
talk.
What's in the DNA?
No, that's
huh?
White supremacy stuff. That's white supremacy stuff.
Oh,
I question the same thing.
I don't like that.
Stop.
That's white supremacy.
Let me ask the question.
You have a lot of high scientists are racist, atheists are racist, scientists, real smart, Nobel Peace Prizes, they're atheists.
I don't know why he won't shut the hell up when I'm talking. Okay. Now, all right, so who asked me a question? Somebody asked me a question.
No, about the DNA thing. I think we're all saying that we don't like what you said about, you know, as far as cheating and stuff like that, that can go back.
You don't have to like it. You don't have to like it.
I don't think it's true. The reason why a person cheats is because they just want to. If I want to cheat, I'm going to do it. I don't need a reason. I'm going
to
do it.
But
if
you don't have to cheat,
it's because I'm staying committed. I want to do it. That's how I do it.
The thing, and I'm coming back to what you're saying, is a lot of women say they want honesty, but even when we meet the first time, and it's been tested, how many guys, and I know many guys who are very upfront, who say, you know what, I'm going to be honest with a girl. I'm going to tell the girl from the first time I see you, look, you're just going to be a booty call and everything. Try to do that as a man and see if a woman's going to be like, wow, I love that you're honest with me. Please.
Can I
answer? No woman's going to act that way. A lot of women, let me finish, are going to act like, I can't, let me finish.
Okay.
A lot of women are going to act, I can't believe you said that. I can't believe you did that. Blah, 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 blah. Do a crisis and everything. So when we see that as men, and we see it in clubs, we see it in this. We, first of all, do not believe that you want honesty. That's number one. So when women are saying they want honesty, they don't. That's number one. Number two. When it comes to relationships, they say, oh, I want my man to be honest with you. A man's going to test you on that. A man's going to test you on, let's say you gain some weight. And he said, you know what, baby girl, you've gained a little bit of weight. How many women are going to act like, damn, I'm so happy that you're honest with me? No, women weren't going to act that.
Can I say something, Mr. Clark?
Let me finish. Women's going to do a crisis and things like that. So when a man sees those things, you think a man's going to really believe that a woman wants honesty? Men are not going to believe you want honesty.
No.
Women want honesty. A lot of men have no problem being honest with you. But we have a problem when we're being honest with you.
Yes.
With your reaction as a woman. And you
want honesty. There's a difference between being honesty and abusive.
Chris,
okay.
Can I say something?
I'm not talking about disrespecting the person. I'm talking about being bluntly honest, not disrespecting, not calling her name, being honest and not disrespecting the person. But when a woman reacts to her name,
that's why men do not want to be honest.
I just want to get a 1 minute response.
Stop. All right. Let Stanley finish what he's saying first, okay? Go ahead, Stanley.
And that is the biggest problem that a lot of men go through. So when a woman is saying, oh, I want honesty, you don't. There's many shows that we showed you that you don't. You can see it from girls, from clubs and everything. You don't want honesty. Because if you wanted honesty, a lot of men would tell you the honest truth about the relationship, and they would look at you. The few who have a wife or a girlfriend that's able to accept the honesty of a man is the few that they're saying to their boys, man, I think I have a girlfriend that's great. I'm able to talk to her about anything and be honest about you. And how many brothers could say that about their girlfriend and wife? How many?
Me?
Few.
Okay,
and that's
hold
totally
on.
Honest.
Okay.
Few.
Me?
All right, hold on. Wait a minute before y'all get going. All right, Diamond Radio, I know you say you want to answer my question, so go ahead. And she is a woman, so, hey, let her answer. Go ahead, Diamond Radio.
Okay, thank you very much. All I'm going to say is I cannot speak for all women. I can only speak for myself and the people that I decide to allow in my circle as women friends. That being said, all of us do like honesty. Why is that? Because all of our parents are still together, and I've grown up and I've seen my parents have conversations that I saw would hurt my father or would hurt my mother, but they had an open inner conversation regarding whatever it is that they need to be honest with. My mother cheated on my father when they were young, and I was like, 12 or 13, and I remember hearing them in the bedroom where he came in and he said, babe, is it true? I've been hearing. And she said, it is. And this is why, and this is what happened. And they were able to work through it without fighting, without arguing, without hitting each other. They were able to eventually work through it after a couple of years. So I can only go off of what I see in my household and within my friends and family, and we do not need to fight and argue over situations. We talk things out. If we cannot talk with that person, we move on. So I love honesty. If my man told me I was getting a little fat, well, hey, I'm trying to get thick, so thank you, baby. You know, thank you for that. If my man says, oh, you know, you need to learn how to eat in public, damn, okay, well, stop taking me out in public and let's learn at the house and figure out how to do that. Oh, babe, I don't like what you're wearing. Okay, well, you're my man, and I'm a representation of you. Therefore, if you don't like what I'm wearing, let's go to my closet together and pick what you want me to wear. If you think I'm wearing something too revealing, I'm going to respect your opinion, but I'm also going to still have a conversation with you to tell you why I thought that I could wear this. But I'm not going to keep going back and forth with you. Not with no grown man. As a child, that's what you do. That's all I had to say.
Can I please respond after that, please? Please. Yeah, but listen, ma'am, when you get your hair done, don't ask us how does it look, because if we may be honest, because guess what? A woman always wants to know how her man sees her. And you know that, ma'am. You've been in a relationship. I guarantee you ask the man, how do you look in this dress or your hair, just to get his opinion. But I want to say something about, well, most women do. Well, I'm just letting you know, most women do. It may just come spontaneous. It may not happen every day, but of course in a relationship, it happens in most relationships, ma'am. But I just want to say something. When we're talking about honesty, everyone wants to strive for honesty. Never say, oh, I'm not going to give you honesty because he or she may not like it. No, listen, I would tell myself and anybody, if a woman comes to me and says, and look, I'm oblivious of what she's doing, and she comes to me and says, you know what, I cheated on the side, I'm sorry, I think we should go ahead and, you know, patch things up, the reason why I did this and that, I have more confidence of cheating on her. But if I catch her when she's lying to me and I'm sleeping with a woman night after night and I don't know who she is, or if a woman's sleeping with a man night after night and she doesn't even know who she's sleeping next to, that's crazy. When someone is cheating on you, you don't even know who the hell you are married to or dealing with. That's scary. So what I'm saying is honesty is always, when you talk about people going to be honest, I can cheat, that's an open marriage. Now, we can talk about different definitions of things.
Yeah.
Okay. Right. So so that's a whole other realm. So I agree with Chris when we talk about cheating. But Chris, listen, if a man tells a woman, not his wife, that, yeah, I'm married and this is how I do, if that woman accepts that married man, she has to make sure that that married man is telling his wife that he's seeing other people. If not, that married, that woman is that's messing with that married man, she's also a cheater. Because a lot of people who's cheating with married people and they're single, they say, well, I'm not cheating because I'm not married. If you know that they're married, you are cheating, because they could never cheat without your involvement, factually. So if we look at the things factually, everyone can see how they play a part in this, because people say a lot of shit that's just not true, and we need to challenge that stuff, you know, moving forward. So that's all I want.
Now, what I wanted to say was that, okay, still, like I said, if a couple of things. He said he agreed, but what I'm saying, nobody I don't see, and I don't need one. I'm a committed man because I want to be. And that's what I need in my life right now. But when a person cheats, it's just because that's what they want to do. I don't think it has to do with, you know, the way they was raised. Okay, my father was cheated. He was a player. He was a pimp. So that's what I'm going to do. You know, I'm going to be a player. I'm going to be a pimp. I'm going to keep a lot of women like my daddy did. That's excuses. If you want to cheat, don't find it. Be real. Don't find excuses to do it. It's just something that a person, you just want to do, you know. But as far as, like I said, I've never cheated on a woman. I've been upfront and been honest with them. And the other person that I'm with, if I don't want them to know, that's none of their business. Based on, you know, however long we were together, whatever, those are just my rules, okay? Somebody on the phone here might think differently. But that's my.
But if someone, if someone doesn't have knowledge, that's the person being cheated on.
If I'm with another woman, wait, be quiet, man. If I'm with another woman and I want to be with another woman, the first woman I'm with and I don't tell her, that's none of her business.
Hey,
you know, it is her business.
But the, second woman I'm with, and I tell her that I'm already with somebody. You know, I'm being honest.
Everyone has to know if you're cheating. All parties have to know, Mr. Talk. Excuse me. This might be harsh.
What I'm saying, you might not want to deal with it, but it's reality. More so, this is my reality. Now, I would tell her, look, let's just keep this on the low between me and you. That's how I used to do it. But at this time, like I said, I'm committed, and I ain't interested in listening to no other woman but the one I got right now. And from here on out, I
you
used to do the things.
Logically, mathematically, that's a lie.
Yeah,
that's your life, sir.
All parties must know. Hold
on, that's not. Okay. Anyway.
Operatic singer.
Yeah.
Damn, gone straight. But anyway, you know what, Chris? I'm with you, Chris, because I used to be the same way. If that's what I wanted to do, you know, that wasn't none of... Look, I'm not going to lie. In my younger days, I'm not going to lie. I ran them. I did. You know, I had two or three at one time, and I had them coming in on the schedule. You know what I mean? I'm not going to lie about that. You know, so, as long as I can keep, as long as I can handle them and keep them where I needed to keep them at on schedule, they wasn't none of their business what I did. Because nobody, you know, as long as I didn't say I was in a committed relationship or you were my
main
one.
That's where I wanted to get to.
I was open to do what I wanted to. That's the way I felt about it, and that's the way I handled it. And you know, one didn't have to know about the other because it wasn't none of your business. As long as you know, I protected myself and they protected themselves, we were all good. But hold on, I got somebody else.
Furthermore, if people that's in the relationship, stop playing house. Keep it real. If y'all are not married, you still single. Bottom line. You ain't married to this man or this woman. Y'all still single. You can call in your boo all you want or whatever. They still decide to do what they want to do. So don't get married. Okay.
All right. Chris, were you in a committed relationship?
Who?
Chris.
I'm not in the house.
I mean then.
Y'all been in several committed relationships.
Committed. That means that you said to one girl, I'm yours, she said, I'm yours, and both of you agreed that there was supposed to be no sex outside of that relationship.
Yeah, because that's what I wanted.
Here's the thing about that, Joe. You know, once again, that's a play on words, because back in the day, we dropped Joe. God dang it. But back in the day, You know, that was a conversation that wasn't had. There was a bunch of assumptions, and everybody went with the assumption. But as far as you confirming that you were in an actual committed relationship, you know, that was just, hey, it was what it was. You know, if you started
I understand,
Chris, but what I'm saying is, back when I was coming up, it was either, will you be my girlfriend, will you be my boyfriend, check yes or no, or what have you, and that was this. You see what I'm saying? It wasn't saying that I was committed definitely to you, I was just your boyfriend at that time, you know what I mean? So, you have to understand the generational aspect of being what you consider a committed relationship. You know, now we know in today's society that is a must that you find out definitely, are you or are you not committed to me in this relationship? Because if you don't clarify that, if someone goes out and steps outside of that relationship, then if you haven't clarified that you are in a committed relationship, how much anger do you really have, you know, how much anger do you really have to rely on? But let me bring Sister Ngoni. She's been waiting patiently. And let me bring her in the house. All
hey,
right, Sister Ngoni.
Hey. How are you doing today?
I'm doing wonderful. How are you?
I'm good. I just been sitting back listening at all this bloviating and all this, what do you call it, stereotyping Stanley be doing. Now, don't let him jump on me yet. Let me get my little words out here now. Okay, you telling your story about the days of you sowing your wild oats. Well, you know, everybody, like you say, you know, at a certain time or age group, you know, everybody know that's going on. And as far as Michael, all facts, talking about factually, when women and men been cheating on each other since the beginning of time, the sister said, you know, if the key is if they love each other and they can work through it and maintain their relationship, because like her, my mother cheated on my father too, and it like to broke his heart. But they were married for 60 years, and then he ended up cheating on her too. So, that, you know, Michael, you're living in a dream world, honey. But I think the key is honest. That is the key. The key is honesty.
Hold on, Mike.
Can I respond? Okay.
Wait, please.
Right. Okay, I'm sorry.
I think the key is honesty. Because, see, one thing, what you're doing is you're assuming that all relationships are the same, and they're not. Everybody doesn't want the same thing in a relationship. And it depends on what age group you're in, whether you're childbearing age, whether you're looking to get married, or all that stuff. So honesty is the key. If a young woman is looking for a husband and that man is not ready to settle down and she wants to date him and he's honest like the other gentleman, I think as Chris was saying, that he was straight up with about what he's doing, then if she falls head over heels in love and he didn't been honest with her that he's seeing other women, and she has no right to get mad at him because he was honest with her, and vice versa. If it's a man that falls head over heels in love with a woman, then she don't want to settle down. Because I personally think marriage is way overrated, okay?
Yep.
Wow. Okay, can I respond, please?
Wait, hold on, Michael. Sister Ngoni, are you through?
Yes, sir, I am. Thank you very much for taking my call.
Oh, you're welcome, beautiful. All right, go ahead, Mike.
Frank's name was called. Please let me respond. Miss Ngoni, I listen to you. I can never say, some men say that a man should never forgive a woman for cheating on him, and I say no. That's their business. Some people don't want Ray Rice and his wife to be together. And I say, Miss Ngoni, get out of their business. No man or woman can keep two adults together if they want to be together. So you're distorting my language. Listen to me. Listen, we're talking about, if you listen to Mr. Talk, they said when they were sworn their royal oaths, I've done my misdeeds in the past too, Miss Ngoni. I'm not perfect. But I'm talking about who I am now and moving forward. Having said that, if you're going to be totally honest, they're saying that, or some men, or what Mr. Talk about was saying, Mr. Talk and Chris were saying, they were saying that they can do what they want, and their main quote-unquote squeeze don't have to know what they're doing. They can tell another woman on the side that they're in this committed relationship, but they're not telling that the woman that they're in a committed relationship that they're sleeping with other people, and they can do what they want. That's what I hear, and I'm saying that's wrong, because I'm saying if you don't want to be a cheater, all parties must be involved, and I guess it's an open marriage or open relationship. The man can go out and sleep, but I'm just saying most people are going to say, hold up. It is my business. If I'm having sex with you or any woman, or if any woman has sex with a man, it is their business who they have sex with. Now, if a person says it's not their business, that's the problem that we have. Now, have I say I'm perfect? No. I used to think like Mr. Talk and Chris. Now, I don't. I'm just saying, if you want to be honest, okay, woman, I'm cheating right now. I'm sleeping with multiple people. And that's just that all the women know there's no commitment, and let the man or the woman do what they want. If you have to have that. But some people say, hold up, I want it exclusively. I want your body to myself, and I don't want you to go on around that. And if you do that, let me know so I can make my decision as a human being, because everybody has the right to the truth. We talk about it all the time. So that's what I was saying, Ms. Ngoni. I'm not saying that a man can't forgive nobody or they can't have an open relationship. But the truth, like you say,
everyone is deserve that, because there's a lot of people sleeping with people who they don't even know. If a man is cheating on a woman and she don't know, she doesn't even know who the man she's sleeping next to, and vice versa. That's good. And that's a fact, because she's living a delusion. She's thinking that he's committed, but actually he's living another life. That's a delusion factually.
Can I say something real quick? I promise it won't be long.
That's all I was saying. I'm just speaking fact. All parties must know. If not, there's cheating.
Okay.
Right. If all parties don't know, there is cheating. Factually, by definition, by measurement.
Okay. Hold on, go ahead, Sister Ngoni, finish real fast.
I'll be real quick. Okay, Michael, what I'm saying is that in my view, what you're doing is applying your model of relationship to everyone. You said
correct.
Well, and that's all I was trying to say. I was trying to make the point that women and men.
But I'm speaking fact, though. I'm not.
But you
and what we all can click and see.
Let her finish, Michael.
All I was trying to say
is
that men and women have been cheating on each other from the beginning of time. I did say that honesty is important, that different people at different stages in their lives have different expectations about relationships. If a woman falls head over heels in love with a man that's not being honest with her, it's her responsibility to know who she's dealing with, okay?
Exactly.
And when two men are sowing their wild oats, they're just sowing them. That's all it is, okay? So that's what I meant when I said you're living in a dream world, but you're older now. So I was referring to what Mr. Talk was talking about,
right,
sowing his wild oats. So there's different situations
right,
for different people in different situations and different life times in
right,
their life. That's all I was trying to say.
Right,
I like
right.
Your
but showing
life.
Your wild oats is cheating, though. That's all I'm saying.
Not
okay,
if you didn't make no commitment to somebody and you didn't say, I'm your man and you're my woman.
If
you didn't
someone
her.
Doesn't,
right.
If the other person
right,
thinks that your body
no,
is cheating, it's not. It's a lie.
Okay, that's
it is
say.
Cheating.
All right, hold
the other
on,
person
hold
doesn't
on.
Know
hey,
without
Michael,
knowledge.
Michael, all right, go ahead, Stanley. I hear you.
Yeah, Ms. Magoni, coming back to what I said and everything, and I truly, truly believe that if honesty was like you want it to be, like if everybody would be honest, there would be a lot less problem relationship. But I'm telling you, as a man, when women, a lot of women say they want honesty, they don't. They don't. I've run to many women who had problem in their relationship. Or the guy they met, they didn't want honesty. Because that brother, when I was telling a friend, they're a personal friend, I told them, tell your wife the truth. They say, are you crazy? Are you crazy? I'm not going to tell her the truth. I've told her the truth many times, and she dissed me. I've told her the truth many times, and she didn't listen to me. What's it going to make me think I'm going to tell
well, you're
you
living
truth?
Another image. You're living two well, images,
well,
man.
Let me finish. Let
factually,
me finish.
Who are
let
you,
me,
then?
Let me finish. And I'm sorry. I wish that women could take it. I wish that women would be like saying, you know what? If a man comes to you honestly and say, look, I just want to sleep with you, women are not going to react the way you're saying, say, oh, you know what? I appreciate your honesty, but I'm not
that
interested.
That woman ain't for you.
Wait.
Okay.
Let me finish. Let me finish.
Why does this look so difficult to understand?
Let me finish. If women would act this way, you know how many men would be honest about their or I want to be with you and everything. I want to have a monogamous relationship, whatever. A man would be honest. But men don't receive that. I'm sorry. I wish it was like that, but it's not. When a man comes honestly to a woman and says, you know what, I find you attractive, but you and me need to hook up.
Right.
A woman's not
right.
going to say, like, damn, I appreciate his honesty. She's going to say, how dare you talk to me that way? What kind of woman do you think I am? Wait, let me finish.
Just move on.
I'm going to repeat it. And when a man hears it one time, two times, 20 times, he's not going to be honest about it. He's going to say, what's the point of being honest? Okay, and second of all, like I said, in relationship, if a man a man's going to test you on your honesty, I wish that women were like you. I wish that women could take it, and I wish it would go both ways, but it doesn't, because a man's going to test you. If you're going to tell a man you could be honest with me, he's going to say, okay, let me see how honest I could be with. The way you dress, I didn't like, or things like that. And he's going to see your reaction. And I'm sorry to say, not all women have the self-control that you do.
You had it maybe later on, but a lot of women don't. A lot of women will say, how dare you talk to me this way? How dare you do this and that? And when you do that, and a lot of women do, the man's going to shut down and say, you don't want my honesty at all. So I'm going to tell you what you want to hear. And that's the major problem that we have between men and women.
Woo! All right. Thank you, Stanley. I do appreciate that. Wow. I'm telling you, man. For sure, I didn't know how it was going to go, man. It went wonderful today. Oh, man, a whole lot of interesting and correct. You know, and when you get to a topic such as this one, you know, there are no correct or wrong answers. You know, just opinions. And depending on the lifestyle that you live in, determines which answer is correct for you. We have, 17 minutes before we run out of time. So we're going to go on and shut it down right about now and, you know, let y'all get your last words in, because I really want to hear what you have to say at the end of the show. The chat room is still going, and I do appreciate it. You know, although there's some interesting comments going on, but it is what it is. All right, so we're going to go ahead and let everybody get their last words in, and we're going to start with the beautiful one in my great state, Sister Ngoni. You up first. Go ahead, darling. Sister Ngoni, are you there?
Yes, sir. I had myself on mute. Yeah, okay. I was trying to get my granddaughter to chime in on this conversation, but she said she didn't understand what was being said. So what is this last word?
Yes, the last words.
Okay, thanks for taking my call. Great show. Have a nice day.
Okay. Well, thank you. Tell your granddaughter she got to listen more. All right. You have a good one. All right. Sister Ottawa, you up next. Sister Ottawa, are you there? Are you there, Sister Ottawa? Going once? Going twice? Oh, man, we missed out on Sister Ottawa. We're going to have to bring her back in tomorrow. All right, Diamond Radio, where you at, darling? You up next.
Hey! Okay, all I have to say is you need to learn the person who you are trying to build with before you actually build with them. If a person can't accept honesty, you either need to talk to that person and figure out why they can't accept honesty, and figure out if you want to be with someone you can't be honest with. And no man should ever hit a woman. No woman should ever hit a man. And y'all are crazy on air. Y'all are always over talking to people and stuff like that. Why can't y'all let people get their words out? Good gracious. Thank God for Mr. Talk, for him being able to mute people and make sure people get their talking. But thank you for having me on your show, Mr. Talk. I will definitely be back. Y'all have a good one.
All right. Thank you, Diamond Radio. And you're welcome to come back anytime you want to. I got you. All right. I got you. All right. Stanley, where you at? Stanley, are you there? Are you there, Stanley?
Stanley, yes, I'm here. Sorry, Mr. Talk. Yes. Like usual, a great show. It is something that we need to talk. It came back to two subjects. One is the violence that we have between men and women. Women and men, like you said. Do we have the same right and everything? I don't think so. I think that this man should have never got fired because of what he did. And like you said, Mr. Fox, we saw what happened before. She hit him, and there was no consequence. And we're living in a pussified society that's basically saying that women have the right to hit men. Second of the subject, the honesty thing. Yes, I wish that honesty, respect, and trust wasn't part of every relationship, but it's not. Because if it was, there would be a lot of men and a lot of women single here. There would be a lot of people that would have to basically control their emotion. And there would be a lot of less play and less game in this world. And a lot more people would be happy and would be with the people that they truly want to be. Not somebody that's going to be, they're going to sugarcoat the honest truth about what they feel. And that's what I have to say.
All right. Thank you, Stanley. I appreciate it, man. And hope to hear from you tomorrow. All right, let's see. Sister Ottawa, are you there now? Sister Ottawa, I see you flipping back and forth. Come on, come on. Unmute, Sister Ottawa. Okay, well, she's not there. All right, we're going to Pianky. Where you at, man? Are you there?
Well, you had a pretty discussion, pretty well arbitrated discussion today, Mr. Talk, so As I said before, I think the guy shouldn't have married the woman myself, but I think that she's going to be taking him to the courthouse and trying to get some money out of it. But let's see what happens.
Yeah, I agree with you. Let's see what happens from here. Oh, Lord. All right. Thank you, Mr. Pianki. And you have a great one, man. All right, y'all. Another great show here on Let's Talk. I'm telling you, man, I'm saying the plethora of opinions and, oh, man, you can never ask for anything better than that, you know. And with the ladies' input into it also, that makes it even more special and legitimate as far as, you know, the thought of process that goes on a daily basis. You know, as far as Ray Rice, look, you know, yes, he should never hit the girl, okay? But in the same token, she should never hit him. And looking at the video, it looked like she ran into the punch. Hey, was that intentional? I don't know. But he ended up marrying her. So, you know, that puts a whole different twist on exactly what happened in the elevator or leading up to the elevator. We don't have any video. We don't have any audio. We just have video. But you can see before entering the elevator, she threw looking like a slap or a punch at him first. You know, and as they're walking toward the elevator, you can see people walking by looking at them as the conversation is going on. So what was that conversation? What was it? Like I say, no man should hit a woman. No woman should hit a man. I'm not condoning anything, you know, like that. But what I'm saying is this man was already suspended 2 games, all right, by the NFL. 2 games. Now, because of pressure and the release of this video from a hotel that has gone out of business, which means somebody in that hotel needed some funds, some money, so why not turn this video over to TMZ, which, of course, will put it on YouTube, which, of course, would what? Be broadcast all over the world, would put pressure on the NFL, which leads to the commissioner, which leads to the Baltimore Ravens, which leads to Ray Rice, and now he's out of a job. The connections are just strange. But yet, why didn't the prosecutor, defense attorney, or the NFL get to see this video before now? Is it me, or do you smell something that really stinks of just stinks, period? I don't know. Just my thing, train of thought. And those are my last words. All right, y'all, tomorrow, man, we got a man, I'm telling you, this week may be another one of those shows where we may have to do 2 and 3 shows, because tomorrow's topic is, am I my brother's keeper? And I'm telling you, man, I got some stuff for you. You hear me? So, you know, I think this is another one of those conversations that need to be had, that needs to be talked about, needs to be had, because there's so much going on in the, not only in the black community, but in the world, to where now we have to ask this question, am I my brother's keeper? Am I my brother's keeper? And that's what we'll be talking about tomorrow, okay? So without further ado, man, we're going to get on up out of here. I want to thank everybody for joining us today. Hey, without your participation, I know it'd be just a regular boring show. But thank you once again. Ebony, I know you got that favorite music playing, but thank you for joining us anyway. N2K, I see you out there. I told you I know who you are. And everybody else for joining us on your little different devices, thank you for joining us. Remember, tomorrow, 2 p.m. Central, 3 Eastern, 12 Pacific, 1 Mountain Time. This has been Let's Talk on Blog Talk Radio, brought to you by audibletrial.com/Let's Talk, where they will have over 150,000 titles, audiobook titles for your, you know. In fact, I went and downloaded 12 Years a Slave the other day. So, you know, hey, they have about anything you want to find. All right? So just remember, keep smiling, show appreciation, forgive with open heart. But if by chance you forgive someone, make sure you've forgiven yourself first. And the biggest and the best thing, learn to laugh at yourself. You can learn to laugh at yourself, man. I'm telling you, you can laugh at anyone. All right? So that's going to do it for me. Once again, thank y'all for dropping by. It's been fun. I got to get up out of here. All right, so I'm going to let y'all go out of here with Always by George Michael and Mary J. Blige. Until tomorrow, y'all. Y'all have fun. I'm gone.
Sure that I'll be loving you always. Bye-bye.